Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's Noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta. Nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our motivated Monday Live studio audience is very excited for one of our most powerful shows of the year. It's Join Together June, so let's reconnect to make your life and this country better. Please join us and begin your great awakening journey by visiting the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Listen to some of the 407 segments of this live show from our 173 partners. Check out all the incredible resources and start making your list. It's time to take action. Hang on to your common sense caps, we the people. The facts, tips, and takeaways will be coming at you so fast today. You need to take out your pen and paper. It's time to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities.
I can see clearly now, gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshine.
Today's topics on episode 220, digital marketing, angel families and moms, mindset, faith, branding, liberty, and special guests, attorney Thomas Renz and Jason Davis, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Debbie Saviano, the queen of digital marketing, social media made easy, Marianne Mendoza, angel families and moms, victims of illegal alien crimes, Craig Siegel, mindset, transformation, and personal development, Pastor Greg Young, chosen generation radio, everything is filtered through biblical glasses, Jairus Tucker, branding makes the world go round and helps you get found, and we have two special guests. Sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m., Thomas Renz, America's attorney, who's standing up for we the people by filing major lawsuits against the Biden Nazi regime for their tyranny during the political propaganda pandemic. And at 2 p.m., Jason Davis, he's the host of Don't Tread on Liberty podcast, another freedom-loving patriotic leader in Arizona. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage, start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, the elected elite spineless rhino officers of Legislative District 15 in Mara Corruption County all resigned last week because they didn't like the new precinct committee men who are America first, country love, and patriotic peeps. Bye-bye, McCain lovers. Just like we've been saying, once you get involved and take action, you can make a difference in your communities. It's very easy to become a PC, a precinct committee man, to learn how in every state. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and then the Become a Precinct Commitment page. Thank you, Dan Schultz of theprecinctstrategy.com, for being such a great partner on our platform and encouraging us to take action, to take our party and our country back. Number two, on Friday, over 1,000 patriots rallied in protest of the empty hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona, that has been turned into an illegal alien detention center. This is just one of the many human trafficking distribution facilities in Arizona to relocate sex slaves to the East Coast. Since every town is now a border town, and these are all over the country, you may want to find out what hotel in your neighborhood took the government blood money and converted to a lucrative processing center to supply the sex trade industry. Number three, yesterday, Anthony Fauci and Jill Biden visited a church in Harlem, which is giving shots of the non-vaccine as part of their propaganda to push, inoculate 70% of the Americans. Protesters marched and held up signs saying, "Fire Fauci, we're not lab rats." Remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, dead babies in your body. Theirs has almost 5,000 deaths listed, and only 1% are being reported. And keep in mind, normally when they hit 50 deaths, they take the vaccines, which is not a vaccine, off the market. Today's topics on episode 220, Digital Marketing, Angel Families and Moms, Mindset, Faith, Branding, Liberty, and special guest attorney Thomas Renz and Jason Davis. It's June 7th, day 448 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct. Day 448 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick. And our symbolism of control and tyranny. No more mask holes. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Stop acting like we the sheeple. Take back your country and reopen America 100%.
What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
We're your censorship-free safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 220, Digital Marketing, Angel Families and Moms, Mindset, Faith, Branding, Liberty, and special guest attorney Thomas Renz and Jason Davis.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Ms. Debbie Saviano. She's the founder of Women's Leadership Live and the queen of digital marketing. Audience, show her some love. Debbie Saviano.
What a fabulous way to start Monday. Oh, my gosh. Fabulous way. And just for correction, co-founder. Stacey Sheffman's my partner and co-founder of Women's Leadership Live. So we do everything we do together. So thank you for having me, Michelle. Thank you. All these great guests you have today.
Yeah, it's a very powerful show. And you are batting leadoff, my dear. It's nice to have you back on. We haven't chatted in a while because I know you've been very busy. You've got some exciting stuff you've been working on.
We have. We've been doing a lot of fun stuff. And, of course, you're in drought. And, of course, in North Texas, if we get any more rain, we're going to have to call in Noah and the Ark because it is like every day.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, you got slammed with the cold front. Now you've got the water. I mean, and you're the only state that's standing up for people in the country. So I have a feeling.
I know.
I'm feeling something's up.
Yeah, Stacey, I think, is a tad suspicious for sure. We can't prove it, obviously, but it seems a little strange.
Yeah, it sure does. There's something up with the peeps who don't like the Texans, I tell you that. So let's talk some digital marketing.
Okay. So, you know, I was thinking about this earlier today, which is crazy, but we are almost halfway through 2021. And I was reflecting on, Stacey and I were on the phone this morning, and I was reflecting on the fact that if you think about it, we look back and it's like, what happened? Where are we headed? There's just so much uncertainty and unknown. But I think if we have learned one thing, it's going to involve digital, right? So how we communicate and how we stay connected obviously is crucial with so many things going on in the country right now, in the world for that matter. But, you know, I always enjoy sharing information that's easily implemented, if you will. So I was trying to think, what can I share that can be of value? So I thought about, obviously, LinkedIn is my favorite platform. And I was thinking, how can I share with someone else the value of that that may not have ever heard me talk before? And there's five reasons. One is the business mindset. Two, all the decision makers are there. Three, LinkedIn is genius at continually evolving to better serve their business professionals. Four, you have the ability to bypass the gatekeeper. And five, the connections you can have. So if you give me just a moment, I just wanted to break those down because I think it's important for people to kind of see what I mean by those and to take some things home with them. So the business mindset. Every platform's unique and everyone has a, you know, TikTok. If you want to laugh, go to TikTok. I mean, I love TikTok. It, you know, you're just going to have a break for a few minutes. LinkedIn is business. People are there to learn, grow, enhance their businesses. The vast majority, and I mean vast majority, are there for business. They're not there looking for memes or for funny quotes. They're there for business, how to grow the business. Two, decision makers. 700 plus million professionals. And listen to this, Michelle, 40% of them show up daily. 40%,
oh, wow.
Which is a lot, right? Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Those individuals, for the most part, have the ability to make decisions. So whatever it is you're wanting someone to know about you or to offer solutions, those people can engage and make decisions. LinkedIn is, I mean, anyone who opens up their LinkedIn profile, they're usually going to have some reminder from LinkedIn to do something to improve their profile. You know, it can be adding content. It can be endorsing. It can be giving recommendations. It can be adding services, et cetera. But LinkedIn is always there to remind us things to do because they know based on the analytics and the data what's going to help us as a professional. Four, we can bypass the gatekeeper. And this is probably one of the most important ones because there's no other time in history have we been able to go digitally and go directly to the source, if you will. And so if you're searching for someone in a company, one of the quickest ways to do that is to go in to their LinkedIn company page. Now, not everyone has a strong one, but most, you know, anyone you're going to probably want, they're going to have a robust LinkedIn company page. So you go to the company page, you click on employees, they're going to be listed by their name, their position, and level of connection to, you know, first, second, or third connection. Click on the connect, send them a personal message. You know, it could be that you read one of their articles, you saw a special post, you have a number of connections in common. That's true with you and I. You went to the same school, et cetera, et cetera. But say why you want to connect. Don't ask for anything. Ask for nothing. Just ask to connect. And then five, the connections. You want to be of service. And Michelle, you're so gifted at this with the people you invite to be on your show, with your listeners, with your audience. You want to be of service to your connections. How can you do that? Again, you can endorse. You can recommend. Recommendations are one of the most powerful things, and yet so few people do them. And it's unfortunate because it really can be powerful. Comment on their posts. Share their posts. Gauge on their company page. And I challenge the listeners to go to any company page that they want to just have them know them. And look, you'll have 10 times the number of reactions to comments. It's very unlikely in most cases to have more than five, and usually it's like more like one or two. So when you do comment, they see your face, they see your name, they see your headline. That's automatically going to, you know, be exciting to the people who do the post, but also to the people who go there and see it. And this is something that I always say this, and you know, I've had this discussion many times. Whatever we do, and you were talking about the actions to take, you know, with the resources and the different things that Everything Home offers, you want to take action. You want to build a relationship just like you do in physical space. It takes time. You have to do the same thing in digital space. And I'm going to use, because you know I do this every time, if I'm a guest on someone's show, if Stacey's a guest on someone's show, we always go in and we make sure we are connected with that person. That sounds so simple, but it is amazing the number of people who don't take advantage of that. You've done all the work. You are masterful at creating the images and promoting it on social. All everybody else has to do is connect with you and share it. But it's amazing how often people don't take advantage of that. So when you're being interviewed, connect with – I've sent invitations to people who are going to be on your show today. Anytime I'm on your show with someone, I send invitations to them if I can find them on LinkedIn. You want to take advantage of building those relationships and being able to say, hey, I'm going to be on the show with you today. Love to connect. Because you never know what you know, Jarris Tucker, he and I have a lot of things in common with social media and LinkedIn and digital space. You want to connect with those people because that's what life's about, is connecting with people across the board. So I can't say enough about taking advantage of the connections. And the easiest one, the easiest ways to do it is to go to the company page. And, you know, education, we used to call it backward design. What do you want to do? Then you back it up and how you're going to get there. So those are my tips for today, for this Monday, rainy Monday in Dallas.
As always, just incredible information and a great reminder. And I'm so glad that you brought up the point about connecting with the people that you're on the shows with or the person that's hosting it, because most people don't do that. And it's right there in front of them. You know, just make a comment, share.
No.
It's very, very simple, and it gives your audience content. And it engages
right.
them, and it allows them to listen to you, right? Because you, so
right.
you know, I'm laying it out there on a silver platter, and I encourage
you
people when you're on other shows to do that. Say that again.
Right. It is you are the model for that, seriously, because we do a lot of interviews, and I would have to say you are either one or two, and I would probably say number one in the promotion of it, the imagery, the copy, everything. You do it all. So all we all have to do is just share it and comment and just engage. It's so easy. We can do in 5 minutes what took you probably 30 minutes to an hour to do. We can do it in 5 minutes and across all our platforms, from Twitter to Facebook, obviously LinkedIn, to be able to Instagram, to be able to share that, which is what I did all day this morning. I made sure I shared that across all my platforms so that we had for Women's Leadership Live that I was going to be on here today.
Well, I appreciate you so much for doing that and saying everything that you just said. It is a lot of, it is a lot of work. So at least it's being recognized by somebody who is, I respect so much for your talents and the fact that you are such an incredible networker. And I encourage everyone to follow Women's Leadership Live on LinkedIn. Debbie posts daily tips on there, and it's not like an essay. It is short, it's sweet, it's to the point, and they are so incredibly effective. So it's Women's Leadership Live on LinkedIn.
And then connect with Debbie Saviano and Stacey Shefflin, which you can see if you go to our company page. All you got to do is click on employees to see who we are. It's easy to connect there. But we do. We try really hard to post things. The image usually has directions, if you will, or the copy. We try to keep it above the fold line. Doesn't always work, but we try to keep 4 to 7 sentences just because people are busy. People don't have time to read, you know, 7 paragraphs, but they have time to read, you know, 4 to 6 lines if it's going to be something that's going to help them in their business. So for sure.
Exactly. And I want to thank you for being one of our platinum partners and always being so supportive. So give your website and plug anything else that you have coming up real quick.
Well, we're working on our Women's Leadership Live app. We are doing an app, and we are so excited about it. Stacey and I this has been a dream of ours for a few years, and now that we have the opportunity to put it in place, and actually your podcast is going to be one of those that we have links to.
Yeah.
And we try really hard to have a variety of people on there that people can go to, because I think, you know, bigger, everyone wants big, but what we really want is a community where we're all talking. And we don't have to agree with everything, but it's a community where we're visiting and talking and chatting about things. And so the Women's Leadership Live app, and you know I'll be happy and excited and thrilled and honored to come back when it's live so I can direct people to it, because we're really excited about what we're able to do with that. Everything we do, every social platform will be directed there. Our courses will be there. Everything will be there. And it'll just be a one-stop, if you will, for Women's Leadership Live, which we're really excited about.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, my dear. And you are such a treasure. So thank you so much for your contribution, your support, your efforts. You're the best.
Well, I'm going to listen to all your other great guests, Marianne, Craig, Jarris, and Pastor Greg. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, Thomas and Jason. So it's going to be fun. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, sticking around and getting a piece of this powerful show. So thank you, Ms. Debbie Saviano.
Thank
Women's
you, Ms.
Leadership
Take care.
Live. You too. All right, so it's 12:19. I'm running a little late today. I just wanted to let everybody know I'm going to thank all the live listeners on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network and, of course, every other platform that people are listening to. We had almost 960,000 live listeners just on that platform. So thanks to Big D, who's running a great operation over there. And you can always listen to us live at everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. If you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's big graphics there that'll get you directly to listen to us live if you're catching us on the podcast, which we are on 16 different platforms. And of course, follow us on social media, like, share, comment, and let your friends know about this show. Let them know about this platform. I'm telling you, incredible information, the ultimate resource platform, everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. If you go to our homepage, there's a graphic there that says links. That'll get you to the links for all the social media. As most people know who've been listening, I got kicked off a link tree, so I'm finding an alternative source, but it'll get you to the contact page that has all of the social media links. We're going to be much more active on there. It's just a time thing, people, just not a time thing. We're going to be sharing a lot of our partners' information. All right, it's 12:20. I do have a little bit of time here, which is good because it's unfortunate. Pastor Greg Young is not going to be joining us today. He's got some issues that came up. So what am I saying? I don't even know what I'm saying. All right, let me bring on my next guest. I love this lady. Mary Ann Mendoza. She's the founder of Angel Families and Angel Moms, a group of victims and families of victims of illegal alien crime in our country. Oh, man, do we need her now more than ever. Audience, show some love to Mary Ann. Hi, my dear.
Hi, Michelle. Trying to get back into the swing of things. I had some personal setbacks with my elderly mother, but see my speed back up. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't hear from you, so I figured something was up. So at least we'll put some prayers towards her, and we'll keep her in our thoughts.
You.
You've got where do you want to start, though? This is, you know, you're the only group that we don't want to grow, but we need you now more than ever because of what's going on.
Well, I spoke this last Thursday at the Mesa Republican Women's Club, and I was very thankful afterwards. Many, many women came up who are members of other groups of Republican women groups around the Valley, and hopefully I'm going to be getting out and speaking to more of these groups. You know, we just dealt with Memorial Day, and I just want to throw something out to your audience. 36,000 Americans were killed in the Korean War. 58,000 Americans were killed in the Vietnam War. 2,300 Americans were killed in the Afghanistan War. And 4,500 Americans were killed in the Iraq War. But what if I told you that more Americans have been killed right here in our country, more than any of those individual war statistics? Killed right here in America in a war that nobody wants to talk about. Over 63,000 Americans have been killed in the United States since 9/11 by invading foreigners here who don't belong here. And
that's so sad.
This is a sad reality about illegal immigration. And nobody, there's very few politicians who will talk about this sort of thing, but this is not a topic that normal Americans want to talk about. It's just something that they don't want their mind to go there, but it's something that we need to come together as a country and realize we are facing something here, and we have an administration who is growing that problem immensely every single day. And I've been, you know, reading some articles in the past few days that now Biden administration has put aside the FBI background checks on people who are picking up or caring for these migrant children at the borders, these illegal children who are coming over our borders. You've got a lot of bad players involved in this sort of thing. And, you know, these people are just unvetted. There's nothing being taken into account for who they are, what they've done in their home countries. And I just want to remind people of the website I've brought up several times on your show. It's called ncfire.info. And it's about the child rape epidemic going on in North Carolina. And I'm going to give you the 2020 statistics. 246 illegals were arrested for 1,373 child rape or child sexual assault charges in 2020 in North Carolina alone. And in 2021, so far through the end of April, 88 illegals have been arrested for 425 child rape or child sexual assault charges. And that's just through the end of April. So, you know, 2021 is going to see larger statistics, more children being victims of these illegal criminals who come over our borders. They come from countries where the age of consent is a lot younger than it is in the United States, and so they just think that children are theirs for the taking. And this, unfortunately, is going to become a much bigger problem here in our country. I'm reading so many articles where the Border Patrol and sheriffs and police department, law enforcement, are arresting men coming over our border who are already convicted of child rape or child sex crimes, coming back over our border now because, you know, they feel like this is their opportunity to come back into the country of opportunity from the Biden administration, who is ripping down every single thing that President Trump put in place to protect citizens and to protect our sovereignty. And the Texas sheriffs have been picking up a lot of people who are who have ammunition. And so I'm now calling this an armed foreign invasion because that's what it is. These men and people are coming over with ill intent. And the cartel is taunting the Border Patrol down along the Rio Grande because they know there's nothing these brave men and women can do against the crimes that they're committing. Coming across the Rio Grande, unloading a boat full of people, putting them into the river in the middle of the night. I don't know if any of your viewers saw the video of them screaming, "We're drowning," and Border Patrol was running down to the river the other night. You know, it's just absolutely sickening to think that we went from President Trump, who was gaining so much ground on securing our border, to an administration that is actually aiding and abetting the cartel into making $15 million a day. A day. And
it's
the cartel
crazy.
Has now changed. Yeah, and they've changed their program. So now people from Central America pay $13,000 to $15,000 to come across the border. And if they're sent back over, which, you know, the single men and some of them are being sent back over, they have as many tries as they can within a 30-day period for $13,000 to $15,000 because these cartel are going to get these people over there. They don't care what happens to them, but they will let them have as many attempts in a 30-day period.
So, and it's coming from both sides. That's the problem too, Marianne. You've got lack of enforcement coming from the top because they're just letting them go across and they're basically handcuffing the ability for the Border Patrol to do their job. And then you've got, it's three ways. Then you've got this huge influx where they're encouraging people to come here. And then they put trillions of dollars into all of these NGOs and the churches and all of these nonprofit organizations in order to bring the bodies here, to bring and to service them. And then, of course, from there, they've created their own little enterprise where all of these different companies, which most of them are related to all of their friends or themselves of the politicians, where now that they have companies that are needing the services. Like the main problem here is all these hotels are popping up. We're housing them. Arizona got $600 million to house illegals in these temporary housing situations where we just got one in Scottsdale that everybody is just freaking out about, where they put them in for 48 hours and spin them off to the airport, and then they're going to ship them out to the East Coast. So as I keep saying, every town is now a border town, and we've got to do something to stop this, and it has to almost be done from a state level and a local level because the federal level has no intentions of stopping it because this is all by design. This is what they want.
Well, and the two hotels that I had gone to, the one in Ahwatukee and the one in Phoenix, it's not the one in Scottsdale, but the other two where they first started off, there's 232 rooms. And so they have those reserved for 6 months. And I did the calculations. If those people are turned over in a 24-hour period, in a six-month period, you could see 56,000 illegals being processed through those two hotels alone, through the Phoenix area, and you know, vans come and take them to the airport, like you said, or take them to a bus station and ship them to the interior of the United States. So you add the hotel in Scottsdale onto it. I know there's one down in Bisbee also that is actually has young boys and young men. And the organization put in charge of that hotel is a foster care organization that was actually kicked out of Pennsylvania for abuse. And so they're not able to operate in Pennsylvania anymore, but they're operating here in Arizona down in Bisbee. And, you know, there's people coming from every country almost in this world. Mexico only represents 40% of the people coming across the border. Honduras is 28%. El Salvador is 4%. Haiti is 5%. Guatemala is 5%. And the rest is from countries outside of South America and America and Mexico, totaling 18%. So you've got bad players from the Middle East. You've got the refugees from Africa who are coming. There's a huge problem with the crime from the refugees in Africa up in Minnesota and Michigan. With they go into the healthcare business. You know, they're working in nursing homes and assisted living places, and they're committing some pretty atrocious crimes against the elderly. You know, sexual assault and rape in those facilities. So, you know, then you've got Vice President Harris down in Guatemala having discussions about giving them more foreign aid when they already get, you know, millions and millions of dollars in foreign aid, and they get billions of dollars in remittances from their citizens who are living here in the United States going to their countries. And what Trump did, Michelle, was cut off foreign aid until these countries stopped their citizens from leaving, sealing up their own borders and keeping their people there. And then he started the foreign aid back. But what do the Democrats do? They reward bad behavior across the board. In any situation you can think of, all the Democrats do is reward bad behavior.
Yeah, it is just, it's unbelievable that it's happening at such an intense and massive level. And, you know, we didn't even go into the strain of what it's going to be on our financial system, our schools, our hospitals. I mean, and then the crime once they get here. I mean, it is just literally went from a crisis to a disaster. And as you said, an invasion. And that's what Sheriff Mark Lamb said when he was on the show, episode 216. We were talking about the border with him and, of course, Christy Hutchardson. But it's out of control. It's mind-blowing. And like I said, it's got to be – the way we have to stop it has to be done on the local community level. And then I just don't see Doug Ducey doing anything about it here because
no.
Obviously he's probably got a financial or vested interest in allowing it to happen. But that's another topic. I'm not a fan of his.
Pressuring him. No, he's got Chamber of Commerce pressuring him because, you know, the anti-sanctuary bill that the senator was bringing up, you know, he quashed it because Chamber of Commerce got a hold of him. And we need an anti-sanctuary law put into our Arizona statute to stop this from ever becoming a sanctuary state. You know, we have a president who's made our country a sanctuary country is basically what he's done. And the sad reality is a lot of these people across the United States are thinking, well, you know, life is normal in my neighborhood. It's not going to be for much longer.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Because these people are being transported. There's hundreds and, you know, there's tens of thousands of them still down at the border in these facilities. And they will be put into your communities. And they are targeting, you know, conservative communities to start busing and taking, flying these people into. So they're sneaking them out of a private airport in El Paso. We've had an activist down there, Anthony. He's been at the private airport now 3 days in a row. And six buses went in the day before yesterday, and they put them all on these two planes. And we were tracking on the flight tracker, tracking where they were going. One of them went to Houston. One of them went to Dallas. And the very next day, then they came again with six more buses, filled up these flights. And it's at a private airport, at a smaller airport. It's not the big El Paso airport. And you know, they're trying to chase the activists off from filming it all. But when you talk about these NGOs and these nonprofits, we have got to get a grasp because we've got nonprofits tax-free, and the donators are getting a tax write-off on their tax returns to aid and abet a foreign invasion of our country. What is wrong with this?
Oh, it's,
you know,
part of their plan.
So many
That's
things that need to
the
be
problem.
Fixed.
Yeah, this is all by design. This is strategic, and there's political power, obviously, and then there's trillions of dollars. Marianne, give your website, and again, everybody, if you can, Mary Ann's organization is a nonprofit organization. They're trying to help these families. She's going down to the border. She's speaking at events, and she's going all over the country to do what she can to educate and build awareness and fight for this. If you can make a donation, that would be awesome to help support them, because obviously they're not getting any of this money that these NGOs and these other organizations are getting, because she's doing everything that they don't want to happen. So Mary Ann, give your website real quick.
It's angelfamilies.org. And I'll just tell you real quick, I went down to Stanfield, south of Casa Grande, and met with Sheriff Lamb and Nigel Farage when he was here in Arizona. There is a small snippet video that he did with Sheriff Lamb, and he's got me in it talking about Angel Families and my son's situation. So I was very grateful and honored that, you know, he included me in his trip. And it is a pretty sad thing when somebody from the United Kingdom has to come over here and do a video talking about the perils at the border, and we've got a vice president who doesn't care, nor a president.
Yeah.
Neither of them have made a trip to the border, and that's a very sad thing.
Guada Kamala Harris heals up. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary Ann.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
for all
your
hard work.
Here, Michelle. Thank
all
you.
Thank you so much, my friend. Whew,
all right,
that's a reality check. Bye-bye. That's a reality check, everybody. So like I said, every town's a border town. Get prepared. Get prepared. All righty. We're going to change gears. Change gears before I bring my next guest. We're going to change it up just a little bit.
Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. Stomp our feet, the ground will shake. If we clap our hands, the walls will break. Something's in the air. Something's in the air.
All right. That is, it sounded better in my head. Sorry. Plug in the live events that are coming up. Number one, it is the Recall House Arizona speaker, Rhino Rusty Bowers. Mike Lindell and Sydney Powell have joined America Restore to make the recall happen. If you can go down and sign the petitions down at Timeout Sports Bar in Mesa this weekend, or if you can volunteer, this is the Mesa area, LD, Legislative District 25. They're going to have the Trump voter list there, so you'll be going to Friendly Faces. We need to get some John Hancocks. They're close on their numbers, so if everybody can, all hands on deck kind of thing, we the people, we can join the movement. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab. Remember, everything is at that Take Action tab. And then you'll see the Arizona Recalls page. That'll get you all the information, all the times for this weekend to help out. And number two, what are we at, 12:37? Oh, I've lost track of my time. I said I was not going to do this ever again, but Number two, this is exciting. So on this week, yes, on the 12th, Saturday, June 12th, President Donald Trump is going to be making a live appearance on the Jumbotron at the pre-MAGA Frank Rally event. Mike Lindell's Frank Speech. It's frankspeech.com. And that is in New Richmond, Wisconsin, but it's going to be televised on Frank Speech. It's going to be on a couple of the other networks, more conservative networks. They've got a huge lineup of people. So if you can put that on the calendar, that'll be great. I'll mention it more this week. And of course, our partner, Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, is having their charity golf tournament on June 12th at the Phoenician Golf Club. So grab your sticks, have some fun, and support an organization. And all the events are listed on our live events page at the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, my next guest is a new partner. This guy's actually really great. Well, all of our partners are great, but this one is special. Mr. Craig Siegel, he is a mindset coach, founder of Cultivate Lasting Symphony, and host of the CLS Experience. He's the face of transformation and personal development. Audience, give him a welcoming round of applause. Craig,
yes.
How are you? And welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. I'm doing phenomenal. I couldn't be more excited to be here with you today. And you have my word, and so does the audience. We will absolutely manufacture magic together.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And I apologize for being a little late. We do reality on this show. We do business on this show. We do community awareness on this show. We want to enhance people's lives. But I needed to change. We get intense, and then we jump over to transformation and personal development. But I needed to throw in a little game changer from when we were talking about everything that Mary Ann shared, which was important. So I threw in the events moment. So tell us
absolutely
a little bit about
no problem.
You. Yeah, I appreciate that. Tell us a little about you and some of the what kind of magic are we going to make today?
Yes, I thought you'd never ask. So I'm a mindset coach, keynote speaker, host of the record-setting CLS Experience podcast. And essentially, I left my stable business on Wall Street during the pandemic to go all in on my passion and purpose, which is to help people revamp their mindsets and to show them that with a change of perspective, they can alter their life. And I'm very humbled to say, sold out back-to-back-to-back programs. We launched the podcast and had 250,000 downloads, as well as all the speaking engagements. Essentially, I've never felt more aligned. It's one thing to, you know, to do well in life in terms of success, but when you truly find what you're aligned to, I only know this now because now I'm doing it, looking backwards. I've never felt more alive. I'm having so much fun. Most importantly, we're helping a ton of people.
Well, that's awesome. I heard the accent. I'm from New Jersey, so I was like, oh, he's one of me. He's one of my peeps from the tri-state area. How awesome is that?
Yes. Is it that obvious?
Yeah, totally.
Good.
So let's give some hardcore tips today because we haven't really in general, everything focuses on personal development and making yourself better. And then it trickles into your business and your just life in general. But we haven't really done a personal development segment in a little bit. So we're a little rusty in that area.
Awesome. Yeah. So the main thing that I want to stress today to the audience, what I think is most valuable, is the most dynamic people on the world, Michelle, are those who can dictate their inner experience. You know, not so much the craft as it is the ability to tap into their craft. I don't believe people are broken. I believe everyone is full of potential and magic. It's about getting access to tap into that. And there's certain tools and techniques that we can utilize to elevate people's states or cultivate confidence on command. Because I'm sure, as you know, when you're very confident and you're in an elevated state, it's not what can I do, it's what can't we do. And so by giving people the tangible tools and techniques to tap into that, obviously the seeds begin to part and everything changes for them for the better.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we always forget. We get stuck in our mind, which is our worst enemy, right? It could be our best, but it always seems to be our worst, where we're kind of punching ourselves in the face every day. 100%. And then we wonder why we're not getting to the next level. And it's very simple to change that mindset. We just get, you know, we're creatures of habit. We get used to what we're used to, and you know what you're thinking, you're manifesting more of it. So we just need, you know, it's almost like we've got to have a physical note card that says snap out of it and just, you know, change directions immediately. It literally needs to be in front of us every day as that reminder.
100%. And just like anything else, like if you worked out once a week, you wouldn't be in the best shape, right? If you ate once a month, like you'd starve. So the mind is no different. You have to condition your mindset to think positively or look at things from a different perspective. Or a lot of people live in shackles, like they're tormented by their past. And as a result, they have trouble moving forward. And so they live inside their story. You can have the option to live on top of that story and actually own your past and embrace it and step into it. And so there's so many different tools to use. And I'm so glad you just brought it up because you're so right. The mindset is a muscle and you have to cultivate it to your liking to work for you, not against you.
And the successful people, we talked about this last week on the show on episode 218, that the most successful people have conditioned themselves, they've worked that muscle so that they're doing this all the time where it becomes just part of their normal routine. And then that's when the success comes.
That's exactly right. I think the people that have the most success in any areas, depending upon what your definition of success is exactly like you just said. It's because they're transforming from reactive to proactive. And as a result, they're dwelling in a proactive bubble of serenity, even though the world around us might exist in rubble and ruin. You have to get out in front of this thing called life to be in control as much as you can. We all know, like at the end of the day, you know, we don't call every shot. Like depending upon your religion, whatever the case may be, who you answer to or who you pray to, there's something else out there. But you want to take control of your mindset. You want, instead of looking at things maybe with pain, you alter and reprogram your mind to look at some things with pleasure so you can step into them with enthusiasm and excitement. If you can get ahead of that, if you can kind of control your state, so to speak, then every day you have a great opportunity to position yourself to be successful.
So real quick, what is the first thing that people should do after they listen to this segment to reposition their mind? Is there something they could say? Is there something they should write down and then repeat every day? What do you think is the most effective?
Yeah, great question. So number one, I would suggest to the audience to take that hard look in the mirror and just say, why not you? Why not you? We all are worthy of living the life that we desire, for starting a passion project, putting ourselves out there for a relationship, making the most of our life, whatever the case may be. And look, if the pandemic taught me anything, it's just how unpredictable life can be. A lot of us are living with a lack of urgency. And what I want to hammer home here is that let's stop acting like we're going to live twice. Like, let's make the most of every second. If you have something that you want to do, let's journal about it. Let's put together a strategy. We'll think about where we want it to be a couple of years out, and we can reverse engineer it. In regards to confidence or something of that nature, there's always a tool I like to suggest in terms of modeling. Obviously, everyone has people out there that they hold in high regard, whether it be a celebrity, an athlete, an actor, someone from a book, anything. Grab some of the attributes that make them successful and then rub them and mold them onto yourself. This way it kind of takes the thinking out of it, and then you can elevate your state and you can move into things with a certain amount of confidence. And that will give you the drive and the determination to step into what it is that you want to accomplish with this world. So again, look yourself in the mirror and say, why not you? All of you, for the audience listening right now, you are worthy.
I love it. We don't reinvent the wheel around here. It's already been done. So just push it a little faster. So I think that's a great reminder. I'm going to add your podcast to our must-listen to page, so that way people can easily find you. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Take action tab. Always take action tab, and you'll see must-listen to podcasts, talk radio shows, TV shows, and live streams. And we're going to add yours there. So plug your website and the show real quick.
Yeah, so the website is CultivateLastingSymphony.com. You can find me anywhere on social media at Craig_CLS, and anywhere you listen to podcasts, the CLS Experience. Buckle up.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, welcome to the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, my friend. You sound like a fabulous new partner, and I look forward to doing a lot of great things with you. Make sure you book your spot for next month, and thanks for coming on. Thanks for sharing. That's great content.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan of yours, too.
Oh, thank you. Now you can come back on twice.
Done.
All you got to do is say one thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, well, yeah, he's on again this month. Yeah, oops. Yeah, it doesn't take much for me. It's like a dog. You rub its belly, and then all of a sudden, it's your friend for life.
That's
it. Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle. Speak soon.
All righty. Okay, so we are behind. It's 12:47, and Pastor Greg Young was able to make it in, so I'm going to hold myself off till afterwards because he is an amazing man, and you need to hear from him. So Pastor Greg Young, he's the host of Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Audience, big round of applause for PG. What up,
Hey, Michelle.
How are you?
What's up?
My clock's a mess today, but other than that, everybody's being really cool and patient. No one's yelling at me, so we'll get through it.
You know what? I'm just so glad that I could do this. I got a nasty eye infection that started last week. So maybe it is a faith topic. I don't know. I was in this really bad car accident, right? You know, are aware of that. And so my left eye is numb because my face was degloved on that side and I broke the left orbital. And so recently I've been having an issue where like little Nat seemed to think that eye has died.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And they like get on to the numb part of my cheek where I can't feel them, and they try to crawl into my eye. I know, isn't that terrible?
Yeah, and especially for somebody who's trying to do so much good on the planet, you would think that God would send a little something down there to get them away from you. Are you not praying hard enough, sir? What's going on?
I guess, I don't know. Maybe that's it. So anyway, so something I think bit me on my eyelid, and so it swelled up, and infected. And so I've been treating it with some antibiotic, and now I'm back down at the doctor. I'm seeing the doctor who actually was involved in monitoring my case since 2017, hoping to be able to do some reconstructive surgery at some point. So, yeah, so that's what's happening in my world at the moment, folks. So I'm
so you are reporting on location. You are
yes,
you're going
yes,
to be preaching from the pulpit
optometry.
On location from the doctor's office today.
That's it. I'm in one of the exam rooms waiting for them to come in, and just so grateful that things worked out for me to be able to get on the program with you and the wonderful people that listen to your program each day.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad you're at least getting help and maybe hopefully feeling a little bit better. So we've got about 4 minutes or so. Like I said, I got to get back on because I've got the 1 o'clock guest coming. And, you know, this world is completely upside down. What's up is down. What's left is right. Yeah, we're living in the twilight zone. So we need some faith to rely on. What do you want us to do? Pick a chapter maybe in the Bible that somebody who, if you haven't pulled out your Bible, people, by now, you need to.
It's absolutely time to do that. Well, you know, Psalm 91 is a great place to go if you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, to talk about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. That's, you know, a powerful spot to be. I think another, you know, great verse to understand is Ephesians 2:20, you know, where it says that, you know, that he is able to do above and beyond all that we can think or ask according to the power that works in us. It's so important as, you know, as believers in Christ to recognize that, you know, he's placed us here, Michelle, to make the change, to be the change, to be the impact. And I was sharing this with my ministry team in India just recently, and again at a Bible study on Friday night, and with my audience, actually, which is ChosenGenerationRadio.com. But so let me get to the point. And the point is this: every single encounter that we have, think about this, God preordained, written out in Psalm 139, you can find it there. He wrote out the days of our lives before we drew our first breath. So, Michelle, you're thinking that today your show is off schedule. I would say to you, your show is absolutely right on the very minute and second that God wants it to be for this day.
Well, that's a good way to think about when things are not going as planned, especially for us Capricorns who plan out everything to the minute to the T, and then we get a little, you know, a little flustered. Everybody does that. So, you know, everything happens for a reason,
yeah.
Right? Everything in time,
and so then,
or in God's time, right?
Yep. And then the good news then is that in that minute, whether you're at a grocery store, whether you're at the bank, wherever you are, there's a divine encounter that God wants you to be engaged in. And the person encountering you is holding on to a blessing. It may just be a hello, a how are you, whatever. And you have something that God wants you to bless them with as well. And, you know, if our world would spend more time recognizing that God has a divine plan for each of us throughout our day to be that blessing, to be that light and that life that changes somebody else's life or the direction or course, and that we could encounter one another and see that in each other, think about what a different world this would be.
Yeah, it would be completely opposite of where we are right now. And I think that's is where the direction, obviously, we do need to head. So that is a good reminder to kind of be present, right? Be present and you know, don't try to sabotage things because you're like, okay, let me see what God wanted me to do today. Go along with your normal plan, and then let him take charge as things change, and you kind of navigate through, right?
Yeah, in each moment. So the prayer is Lord, you know, as I'm going to the doctors, whatever I'm doing, wherever I'm going, God, what is your plan? What are you working out in this? What are you wanting to accomplish? And how can I come into alignment with that?
Wow, great advice, great reminder. PG, you're coming on later this month. So give the website, and of course his show, Chosen Generation Radio, is listed on our Must Listen To page on the Take Action tab. So plug that real quick, and then I got a bump.
You got it, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, Monday through Friday. Go to the website, get all the information. Michelle, God bless you. God bless your audience, and I'll talk to you later this month.
Thank you, my friend. Definitely, Nick, later this month, we'll catch up on even more inspiration for the audience. And everyone, he has an incredible, incredible headliner guest, so I encourage you to check out his show. Thank you, PG. Hope you feel better.
Thank you, dear.
All righty. I am behind. It's 12:56. I'm going to bring in my next guest. Mr. Jairus Tucker has been patiently waiting. He's the founder of Real One-on-One Consulting, business marketing, branding, and advertising. We're going to talk branding. JT.
What's up, Michelle? How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you for your patience today. We went a little bit long. PG wasn't going to be able to come on. Then all of a sudden he texts me, and then he shows up in the queue, and I'm like, I already used the time, but all right, let's... You know, I try to run a tight ship here, but then he just said it's supposed to happen for a reason, which, you know, try to explain that to a talk radio show host in the middle of a live show. But anyway, branding. Let's go branding. You are Mr. Branding King.
I appreciate that, and I received that. Before we get started, I just wanted to touch on what the gentleman before said about the time, and I'm very spiritual, so I think the timing is perfect, but going into our discussion, talking about branding, broken branding down, so simple, so I understand that, to me, branding is only me advertising myself. So when I wake up in the morning, the clothes that I put on, the content that I put on the internet, I am branding myself in some way, shape, form, or fashion, even if I recognize it or don't recognize it, it's branding. Because when the potential customer or the potential buyer sees me, they're paying attention to everything, how I dress, how I act, how I sound. So when you think about branding, anybody that has a product or service, just keep that in mind. You are your brand, if that makes sense.
Oh, totally. It's a part of you. It's a part of your personality. It's a part of your business. It's everything, and it's everything, and everything needs to be consistent. You're so great at the hashtag Thinkers at Work, where it is literally everywhere all over the place so people can find you. But everything that you do is consistent. Consistency is key, and I like the fact that you can throw it on a shirt when you do a video. So like, you got to take these extra measures to stand out, and your brand then gets recognized.
Right, because that's all it's about, being recognized, being seen. That's what marketing is. How can I be seen? How can I stand out? So instead of me trying to compete with the other people who do marketing and who do personal development and positive mindset coaching, I don't even try to compete with anybody. I'm only in competition with myself. What I mean by that is I try to make sure that I'm better. That way, if I didn't put the hashtag in a post yesterday, today I'm going to make sure that I do that. And I do this purposely. I'm putting my hashtag everywhere I go because it's constantly on people's minds. So right now, I feel like I'm doing all right. As time goes on, I know my business is going to pick up. I know I'm going to do much better than what I'm doing now, but I have already laid my symbol out. The logo is out there for anybody to see. They know the hashtag Fingers at Work by now. They might not know Jairus Tucker as much, but as I continue to grow, as business continues to pick up, my brand name is already in people's minds, and that's the secret that I'm doing now, just putting it out there to the world, so when I decide to do bigger and better things, my name will already be familiar.
And your advice about the competition was great, because it's like golf. You're not competing against anybody else. You're competing against yourself to make yourself better. And you're very, you know, everybody's different. You might be in the same category as another person, but the way your delivery is very different. And that's why some people are a little more successful than others, because they might connect to a different way to people. Or, of course, their branding's a little bit better, so they're out there and people can be found. You know, as I mentioned in the beginning, branding makes the world go round and helps you get found. So it's just you got to be not only consistent, you've got to do it often. I hate to say it, you got to do everything. You got to throw in the kitchen sink at this point, because there's so much noise on social media, and you've got people that are out there pitching all kinds of stuff, and you got your free thing, but the next thing you know, you're upgrading a package and another package and another package. And you know, the great thing about people that come on the show, the audience gets a chance to listen to them talk, gets in and gets to listen to hear what they have to say, to see if they even like them, or at least obviously you're going to give great content and advice. But I encourage everybody, you need to listen to the people multiple times on different platforms, not just their own, to get a feel for them, because you want to make sure you trust them. You know, that's the good thing about here. We only want to bring on people that we can trust, that I've actually built a relationship with. So that way, you know, it's a safe space. Jairus, it's safe. Jairus is safe.
Yeah, you're spot on with that, because branding and marketing goes hand in hand in relationship building. People associate themselves with a brand based on how they feel connected to this particular item. So branding and marketing is establishing a relationship. And my way of establishing my relationship is I'm putting myself out there, as you say. I'm real. I'm authentic. I'm honest. I'm upfront. What you see is what you get. So when people think of the hashtag Thinkers at Work and Real One-on-One Consultant and Jairus Tucker, they already know they're going to get all that fine stuff. Also, I sprinkle a little dose of positiveness behind everything I do, and I think that is what the world needs unknowingly, and that's a key to my success.
Yeah, and it's working. It takes time to cultivate it, right? But like I said, consistency, yeah. And you're living proof of that. Is there anything you want to plug that's coming up? You want to give your website? It's up to you.
Good. We are manifesting everything. I'm doing all kind of public speaking and engagement. So if anybody needs a speaker, they can follow my hashtag and get in contact with me.
Can you explain that real quick? Just give me like a minute or two when you're saying follow the hashtag. How do people do that?
Yeah,
the ones
follow the
that
hashtag.
Savvy.
The ones that are not savvy, right?
Yeah.
You can literally type in this hashtag in Google on your Facebook. If you are on LinkedIn, that is the best hashtag on LinkedIn. You can type my hashtag in anywhere. That's the hashtag Thinkers at Work. And when you Google it or put it in any search bar on your social media on your computer, it's going to pull up all of the content that I'm putting out, all of the videos, the way I help people. I have this wonderful Text Me Now number, which people blow me up. That way you can get in touch with me. You can know the content that I'm putting out. You can find something that resonates with you. Then you can find all sorts of ways to reach out to me, whether it's a Text Me Now number, my Linktree account, email, direct message, whatever you're comfortable with.
And for the people that have a business or they're an entrepreneur or they're thinking about starting something, in order to set up a hashtag like that where it's found, is there something that they need to do, an extra step, or is it just searching the World Wide Web for that hashtag and you don't have to do anything as the entrepreneur?
Oh, Michelle, you're spot on. It's just searching and experimenting. That's what marketing is to me. So I would just get on the internet, whatever industry you're in, if it's business, marketing, coaching, just look at the hashtags that are already there. Thinkers at Work is special to me because I like to think and put action behind my thoughts. So I just came up with that. But they're all kind of hashtags out here that are already popular. You can use your name. You can use a funny quote, whatever you feel like is relatable to you. You can make up your own hashtag. But like you said, stay consistent and put some thought behind it.
Yeah, and you don't have to set anything up on the business side.
Nope.
It's just a search
nope.
engine, just like anything
yep,
else.
Sir.
So one, no steps. Just start picking which ones you want to use and be consistent with the information. Oh, great advice. Great advice, my friend. Plug your website real quick or how you want people to follow you on social media.
TheStankersAtWork.com. TheStankersAtWork.com. And anybody that's on LinkedIn, reach out under Jairus Tucker.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, my friend. And we will talk to you next month with some more tips. You're the best. And your promotion is great. I have to say that your promotion on LinkedIn is outstanding. So if there's anyone that wants to follow him, follow his lead, watch what he does, because the amount of engagement that he gets on all of his content is very, very impressive. So he's doing something right. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just do what Jairus does. It's pretty simple.
Thank you, Michelle. Always a pleasure having me on your show. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
We'll
talk to you next month.
All right.
All righty. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's been amazing watching him. So he's one of our first partners that came on the platform back when I started this segment in, November. And it's just amazing to see the growth that he has accomplished over these past 6 or 7 months. What he's doing is working. So I encourage you to check that out. Check him out, Thinkers at Work, hashtag Thinkers at Work. All right. So the attorney, Tom Renz, is running a little late. So we can go back to the filler parts where I went over today, because we had some really great guests, really powerful guests. And sometimes they have to talk more than 7 minutes because their content is just awesome. So, you know, we're talking about reopening America. Take a listen to this.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
And the tab is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click on the Reopen America Resource Center tab. And all of the pages that are on there for all the other pages, like the Take Action tab and the Partners and Patriots tab and all the information, links to that too. But there's more on there. You know, there's all kinds of networking groups and business organizations and even employment resources and opportunities. And there's entertainment when it comes to live events. There's different Facebooks and LinkedIn groups to join. There's nonprofits on their information. There's an incredible amount of small business resource information, and I'm adding to it all the time. There's even concerts. There's information on concerts in there. I did that during the Corona time when they were doing all that stuff at home. So don't forget, there's coronavirus facts. There's a page on there. There's a tab too on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, where you can see the facts. You can see all the groups that are providing all of the medical information. We've had a lot of the doctors on this show, and a lot more are coming, like Dr. Christiane Northrup will be here on the end of the month, on the 30th. We had Dr. Larry Pilevsky. We had Dr. Pam Popper. Dr. Larry Pilevsky is episode 213. Dr. Pam Popper, episode 214. Amazing, amazing content about what's going on. And of course, on that COVID tab, right, and included also in the Reopen America Resource Center, we're going to have all that information. There's the prophylactic treatments from Dr. Zev Zelenko. So I encourage you to go check that out. And then, of course, if you do come across the coronavirus, you know, you can get your HCQ, you can get your ivermectin, you can get your budesonide, all of these therapeutics that actually work. And then there's the method in order to boost up your immune system, because it's all about, believe it or not, it really has to do with your vitamin D. It's all vitamin D. So that's the, once you have that deficiency, so you got to boost your immune system. You got the D, you got the C, you got the zinc, and you can get all of those products, right? You can get those products from one of our partners, the Health Ranger, Mr. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger store, which is part of our Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. So what happens there? We partner with 57 different well-known websites and brands. So anytime that you make a purchase, and you're going to recognize all these names, and it really covers everything from personal business to gifts and patriotic items. Even Omaha Steak is on there, right? Even Omaha Steak. But there's a lot of business resources, too. There's a lot of personal things. If you want to get a shirt from, like, Arizona Diamondbacks, you can go on there. It's the official. The virtual merchandise, not like necessarily we're friends with the Major League Baseball from what they did by moving the All-Star game. But if you need to get a shirt, you might as well at least go through our website first, because what will happen is 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So if you're going to buy something, go check out the Marketplace tab first. Check out all the different products and services. You're never going to pay more than what you're paying if you go direct. You usually get a discount. But money is generated to give to nonprofits. And especially now, as you heard from many of our partners, a lot of the nonprofits are hurting, and they're not getting a lot of the government funding that they used to get. That's what Kay McDonald over at Charity Charms was telling us about. So this way you can help the nonprofits, you can help people, you don't have to make a donation, right? And you can participate by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions and help out others by buying the product. So anyway, what I was saying about Mike Adams, the Health Ranger store, he donates 2% of your purchase. And on in his site, he has all kinds of healthy living and preparedness and vitamins and supplements. His website is pretty intense. And that's where I got my zinc. I got my vitamin D. I got my vitamin C, part of the Zelenko protocol, because you've got to keep up your immune system. It's nothing. The coronavirus is only one part. That's only one part. But what really key is, it's for everything else. You know, you got to keep that up. You got to stay healthy. I mean, how are you going to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and especially make a difference in your communities if you're not healthy from anything, right? So you just want to, you need to boost that immune system. So I encourage you to go check it out and get the products that you need. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab. Go check that out. Let's see, 112. 112. We're getting an ETA from Mr. Thomas Renz here. So bear with me. Bear with me, everybody. But in the meantime, I wanted to play a soundbite that I was supposed to play the other day about censorship. Remember, I told you that when I posted Dr. Pam Popper's episode, which is 214, she wrote the book. Well, she's the founder of Make Americans Free Again, which is one of the organizations that works with Tom Renz. He's one of their lead attorneys. And they also have local chapters in different states. They have Arizona Stands United. And Jenny Jackson was on the show last week. That's episode 219. I encourage you to check that out and get involved. Real take action grassroots organizations where they're actually doing stuff. They're gathering those Thursday meetings here in Arizona. And they've got different chapters in different states. But we were talking about censorship, and when I posted her show, boom, strike from YouTube. They didn't like that, because during the episode, she wrote a book, COVID Operation, What Happened, Why It Happened, and What's Happening Next, and they didn't like that. So they gave me the strike, so I was on the list, and then all of a sudden the next day I get kicked off a Linktree, which is a website, is a free website where I encourage all the guests to put all of their different websites, their links, different pages, social media, and then they have one link to share, and that's also very convenient for small business owners and entrepreneurs and anybody that has a social media presence, or even, you know, just even the website. You could just have one place where they go, and then they can choose. So they kicked me off, said that I had inappropriate content. And all the pages on the website are listed there. And I'm sure that they just didn't like the fact that I had a coronavirus or COVID facts tab link on there. But the odd thing is the app, it's been there for a year. Nothing has changed. So all of a sudden, All of a sudden, it's an issue. All of a sudden, it's an issue. Well, anyway, here is the segment that I was wanting to share with you about censorship. It's really, really important because it was with Dr. Shiva and Twitter and what he had found because he sued the government because he was running for Senate, and then he got censored by Twitter. They took down his account, which then affected the his campaign, not to mention the election fraud. So that's a whole other topic and another part of his lawsuit, but this was about the Twitter shutting him down. And what it turns out is that Twitter, it actually is working with the government in order to censor people. And there's a playbook. There's literally a playbook on a how-to. And then I heard today the DC Drano, and I can't remember his first and last name, on the War Room this morning. He has a similar lawsuit against Twitter or maybe YouTube. I'm not sure which social media platform it is. And they said they targeted him. I wonder if he knows about this playbook. So, yeah, it's happening. So this gives you the inside scoop on what Dr. Shiva figured out based on the hearings and the testimonials that were given during his court case. And this is all recent. This is only from like 2 weeks ago, but it'll shed some light as to the censorship. And as we mention on every episode, remember we mention all the bigs, the 13 bigs, right? The 13 bigs who are lying and they've been colluding together for decades, right? Against we, the American people, you know, it's the elected elites. And then the political pundits and, you know, the false authorities, the government, all against us, we, the people. You know, I'll give you the list, and then I want you to listen. It's about 5 minutes, but I want you to listen to the interview soundbite with Dr. Shiva because it'll shed some light on the censorship and what they're doing. And you need to know this because this is a big deal. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen to you. It's a matter of when, right? It's not if anymore. It's just when. So the 13 bigs that I mentioned that are colluding, right? And it's interesting. People are starting to really talk about it now. It's big media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion, big education, and of course, big nonprofits and foundations like those NGOs that we're talking about. But now, all of these powerful entities are working together against us. They really have no use for us, and they don't need us anymore. They don't need us anymore. So they're trying to shut us up and change this country, not for the better. And you can see the results. It's been happening. And then you might think, well, and of course, the stuff that's coming out about Anthony Fauci and the whole political propaganda pandemic and the messaging and the propaganda that we've been talking about with a lot of our experts on the strategies. And there's actually, again, another playbook on a process on how to convince people and create that fear in their minds that doesn't exist. That this whole thing was based on fear. This almost based on fear and incorrect, purposely doctored numbers. Maybe I shouldn't use the word doctor. You can't trust a lot of them anymore anyway. And then you say, well, and how do they, and you hear the messaging. The messaging is all consistent, right? It's all consistent. Literally, this was all planned out, implemented. And the group that holds this together is the Edelman PR company. Edelman PR, all of their big clients are in these categories. So the information would come in from the WHO, which is their client, the CDC, which would come in from the information, like the slides. Then they would craft the narrative and push it out there to these 13 bigs. And then, boom, we have what was created over the past year. It's still going. So anyway, I want you to listen to Dr. Shiva and his case lawsuit with Twitter. It's very fascinating, and it gives you an inside scoop as to what's really going on. Like I said, this is important.
You're not a lawyer, are you, sir?
No, I'm not, Steve, but I'm learning enough. And what was interesting was on May 20th and 21st, which we had nearly 16 hours of hearings. So it was me against three of the leading lawyers from Wilmer and Hale at Twitter, three of the lawyers from the government of Massachusetts, and one lawyer from the National Association of State Election Directors. Our case, Steve, is fundamentally about that the government This is very critical, very different than the DeSantis bill, and there's some weaknesses there. But what we've shown is that the government and Twitter work together to suppress political speech. And what happened, Steve, was the judge on October 30th, he gave us a big victory because in testimony we showed that the government has a trusted Twitter partnership, a special portal that they can report on U.S. citizens when they expose violation of law by government officials. So that came out in testimony. No news media picked up on that, Steve, except you. So on October 30th, in testimony, a federal judge and I exposed in cross-examination that the government has a special trusted Twitter partnership to call the Twitter and tell them what to do. So there's a big illusion here that Twitter is some massive corporation that does stuff on their own. What we've shown is that the government tells Twitter what to do. So that was on October 30th, and that's when I was thrown off while I was running for political office. Let's just remember that political speech is the most protected aspect of the First Amendment, and they violated that, and they admitted that in testimony. So that was on October 30th, and the judge gave me all the terms of the preliminary injunction, which was to tell the government stop calling Twitter. If you have any issues, you will go on Twitter and rebut him. Then, after I was put on Twitter on November 4th, Steve, I kept tweeting away. On February 1st, I had a video lecture where I displayed again the same four email screenshots that got me thrown off on October 30th, which exposed courtroom-proof evidence that the government had violated federal law when they deleted ballot images. That's why I got thrown off on the 30th. And on February 1st, right when I shared that same thing, I got thrown off again. So I went back into federal court on February 4th with another injunction. The judge responded back and he said, before I can give you complete relief, I also want you to bring Twitter. What's unique about our case, Steve, we didn't go after Twitter. We went after the government, state. And what we showed was that there was state action involved. So on May 20th and 21st, the judge held, he brought everyone in, Twitter, myself, you know, the government, and the National Association of State Election Directors, which was also the vehicle they used. The night before the hearing, Steve, what I was trying to figure out is, what is this trusted Twitter partnership? There's nothing written about it. And lo and behold, Steve, I got very lucky, and I found this playbook called the Election Influence Operations Playbook. Here they are. And where did I find this? I found this on a server because I've seen an email interaction between the head of Twitter in London talking about that they had built a trusted Twitter partnership, the Partner Support Portal, very anodyne term, you know, banal term, PSP, that was used, deployed in England so the security, parliamentary security forces could use that portal to report on citizens. Then it was deployed in India. Then it was deployed in Taiwan and brought here on September 20th, or in the fall, April 20th. The authors of the architects of this document, Steve, are all the defendants. Twitter Legal's on it, the government of Massachusetts, state election director, and this woman, Amy Cohen of NASID. So when I brought this up, the judge said, I want you to submit that as evidence. That was on the 20th. On the 21st, the judge comes in. He had stayed awake in the early morning reading it, and he started off the 21st hearing, and he said, this case will more than likely be taught in every law school as an exemplar on constitutional law. Then the judge said, you know, you brought this far, and he goes, I want it also, are you open to also having a constitutional lawyer help you? So he's appointed a constitutional lawyer, unprecedented, and the court will fund expenses of it, Steve. So where I am right now is that everyone has talked, you know, this thing about Twitter acts as its own. What our case has shown, and it's history-making, is because we've shown that we have lost all political speech in this country because this manual is a standard operating procedure manual of how the state can suppress the speech of American citizens, particularly political speech. Steve, in this document, it's like out of the CIA. They brand you as an influence operator. Step one, once they brand you as an influence operator, they have severity levels, and then they have action steps and how they monitor you. So I was branded. It's step-by-step manual, Steve, how to suppress a speech politically of those who dissent against the government. In particular, Steve, there is a bullet in there which says one feature of an influence operator get this, is someone who exposes corruption of a state election official, which is exactly what I was doing, Steve. So I was targeted.
Wow.
It's freaking amazing, man.
Yeah, that's some scary, scary stuff. So I hope that just sheds some light on what's really going on. And, of course, it's going to just get more intense and more it's going to get worse. So, yeah, that's where we're headed, my friends. That's where we're headed. Not a good direction, but it is fact. Well, like I said, you got to know what the facts are, and that's what we're trying to do here on this platform, is to get you that information, not only facts about current events and things that are going on, but we want to give you the tools, tips, and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and check out all the different resources that you've got there. Like, for example, groups to follow, right? It says patriotic groups to follow. Those are mostly our platinum partners. And you've got Make America Great Again, Arizona Stands United. You've got America's Frontline Doctors. You've got Arizona Women of Action. You've got, I should be pulling this up because there's only so much I can retain in my brain, people. There's only so much that I can retain in my brain. And you've got Patriot Street Fighter. Scott McKay's on there. His group is just his content's amazing and it's active. And you've got Steel Truth with Ann Vandersteel. And you've got, who else do we have on there? Bear with me here. I'm pulling it up right now. You've got Nations in Action, which is Maria Zach. You've got, of course, you've got Raj Dorasamy over at Defend Our Union, another great organization, America's Restored, Tommy Collins. All of these people have been on the show. So I encourage you to listen to the episodes. And don't forget Dr. Cordy Williams at 1776 forever free. Go check out that page, Patriotic People to Follow, companies, organizations. And of course, Women's Leadership Live is listed on there. The Wellness Forum, which is Dr. Pam Popper's company. And also check out their episodes. Check out their episodes. You can go to the episodes tab, or you can go to the Purpose Driven Partners page. And you will see all of the episodes there for all these headliners. And we're going to have some amazing people this month. This month we are just, we're putting the pedal to the metal kind of thing. And we're loading up incredible patriotic soapbox guests. So that way you can have all of this information really in one location. I apologize. I'm texting with his booking agent to see if he's going to be able to come on or if he's going to have to reschedule. So I apologize for being a little distracted. I'm trying to do 10 things at once. I'm going to do a little song. I'm going to play a little song, a little inspirational song for you while I get this taken care of.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this. God bless the USA.
All right, so I just got a message from CJ, the booking agent, and Tom was having some technical difficulties, so he will not be on today. So I apologize for anybody hanging on for Tom. We're going to get him rescheduled. I'm not sure if it's going to be on a Wednesday or Friday. So she's looking at the calendar now, but we're going to get him back on the show. So Tom, the attorney, Thomas Rands, America's attorney, will be on the show either this week or next. So I'll take care of that today. Again, I apologize for everybody. I was trying to do a little filler stuff in there. So I hope I didn't lose some of you. Didn't lose some of you. But I'm just trying to give you an idea overall of what this incredible resource platform is all about with all these tools for you. And it's all free information. I mean, literally, it covers everything that you need. Plus, then you have the 407 segments of this particular live show, Purpose-Driven Partners. And again, 173 different partners to learn from, to get the information. And of course, their shows are listed on our Must Listen To page, the Take Action tab. And don't forget to check out the Must Watch video page. I could go on and on. And there's a whole Arizona section. There's stuff there about the audit. I mean, literally, just go start checking out all the tabs. And then that way you can see what all that information is there. And please share it with your friends and your family and your contacts and encourage them to start accessing all of this free, amazing content so they can grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference. All right, we're a little behind schedule, but it is time to bring on my Patriotic Soapbox guest. It is time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment, messages that matter from people you need to know about, heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots, offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Audience, my special guest today is Jason Davis, and he was kind enough to call in early. He's the host of Don't Tread on Liberty podcast and a freedom-loving patriotic leader in Arizona. Give him a big welcoming round of applause. Jason, how are you today?
Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you calling in early. You know, the beauty of doing everything live is you've got to kind of bob and weave as you go. So you make it up and, you know, let the show go on. So thank you for helping me out and jump in early. So we met last week at the event for Arizona Stands United, which is Jenny Jackson. She's the president of that organization here in Arizona, which is a chapter of Dr. Pam Popper's Make Americans Free Again, grassroots group who actually takes action, and they meet in person. And Dr. Pam Popper was episode 214 for anyone who wants to listen to that. It's an incredible, incredible episode. And then Jenny was on last Friday. That's episode 219. But when we met, Jason, you were speaking at the event about something very important that's going on here in Arizona. So you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, that's right. The recall of Rusty Bowers is going on. There's about 2 weeks left, and we're making a final push to bring that across the finish line. So a lot of people, you know, say to me, like, they don't want to recall. They don't want to be involved in a political action movement, or some people are flat out opposed to recalling a Republican for fear that a Democrat might get into the seat, or, you know, there's all matter of different reasons why people don't, for some reason, want to be involved with this. But, I mean, this is really an important way that we need to hold politicians accountable. This is the only mechanism that we have to do that, and that's why this is so critical. And for people that don't know, Rusty Bowers is the Speaker of the House here in Arizona. He is one of the main key personalities that are responsible down at the state capitol for not only the election, you know, catastrophe, but also all of the COVID restrictions and lockdowns and business closures that everyone's experienced over the last year and a half. This is the guy, all right? It's all him. He's blocked it. He's blocked the legislature from meeting to rein in the governor's powers. He's blocked election integrity votes. He's actually now voted to restrict recalls in Arizona after we filed this recall on him. So So this guy is a big problem, is a big rhino problem.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned rhino. You know, everybody needs to understand rhino. It's the old establishment elected elite, like the McCain and country people. And Rusty's been around for a long time. We're just starting to really pay attention to find out exactly what this is all about, you know, because we took our eye off the ball, right? We were busy. We were doing our thing. We were checking out Facebook and what our friends had for lunch and doing our businesses and taking the kids to school or whatever. And now we're paying attention and we're seeing what's been going on for years. And as far as, you know, the hesitations for doing a recall, and you're worried about a Democrat getting in there, if you look at the demographics of LD25, which is his district in Mesa, there's a substantial amount of Republicans. There is a very high amount of independents that lean more towards Republican. So if there was an election between a Democrat and a Republican, it would be very, let's just pretend it's a real election, meaning no machines and a regular ballot, right? like a paper ballot. Let's take those machines out. If it really was an election between the two, it would be almost impossible for a Democrat to win that district. That's something that people need to understand.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think it was like 62% of the votes in LD25 going to the Republicans for, you know, the last several election cycles. So, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, so that's not even a concern. But let me just say, I mean, could it really be any worse?
Right.
I mean, this is the guy who has allowed all of these things to take place. I mean, just going back to the election, he had the ability to convene an investigation. He had the ability to not certify the votes. He had the ability to do all kinds of things that he didn't do. And he even said that if he had substantial rock solid evidence of election fraud, he would not do anything to change the vote. I mean, he's all but said that. So this guy, I mean, again, for people that don't want to be political, I mean, every problem we have in this country goes back to politics in some way. I mean, who locked down your state? I mean, your governors did that. Those are elected politicians. Who's allowed counties and cities to mandate masks? These are all your elected politicians that have done that. City councils, board of supervisors, mayors, right? Who on the federal level, everybody knows Dr. Fauci. He's a bureaucrat appointed by elected officials. How about the border crisis? Whose fault is that? Well, that's your president, Joe Biden. And the election here in Arizona is Rusty Bauer's fault. So this guy needs to go, and we're going to get him out. America Restored is behind this. You know, Mike Lindell's group is heavily involved here with the effort, as well as the Patriot Party of Arizona and other groups as well. So this is something that needs to be done. If you're a conservative, you probably feel like you've taken a lot of losses lately. I mean, we have been inundated on many levels with different problems. So, you know, we need to win. And this is something that can be won. So we need all hands on deck. Everyone needs to come out and help us gather the remaining signatures that are needed to bring this thing across the finish line.
And I wanted to bring up some other issues that he has been a part of, because if for some reason somebody's listening and they're like, election integrity, no big deal, don't care about that, which, yeah, I can't believe someone would say that. I'm like, oh, no, there's been no fraud, so it's no big deal. So I don't have a problem with this guy. Well, as far as some of the other bills and legislation that he sponsored, keep in mind, we'll hit a couple different categories so that way there isn't somebody that we're going to leave out that will be now inspired and motivated to sign the petition. If you're in LD25, that's the Mesa area, or if you want to go help volunteer to go gather signatures this weekend, he sponsored, I'm reading right here from the official sheet from America Restored, so I want to make sure I get it right. So he sponsored legislation 4 times to allow sex offenders to be taken off the sex offender registry. That's interesting, considering we have such a huge border problem here. We're talking about human trafficking earlier with Marianne Mendoza. And, of course, in my intro, we've got all these hotels that are creating more human trafficking funnels and spreading them across the country. And then he has no problem with sex offender crimes. That's very interesting. And then let's see what else here. He voted for legislation to silence citizens and support corruption by making recalls harder, which you mentioned, and forcing citizens to give their private information, exposing them, of course, to threats and intimidation for speaking out. Now, that one's very dangerous. Obviously, you've seen the backlash when somebody doesn't like what you have to say. They give you death threats and they send anthrax to your house, and then they spray paint your house, and then they just kind of, you know, they see you walking, they hit you over the head with their skateboard or whatever, or just punch you in the face nowadays. You see all those segments. So he wanted to make sure that people knew who was part of the recalls and who was getting petitions signed. It's just, it's a warped sense of values. It's almost like that there are none. Let's see what else is on here. I'm going to give you a couple more because I just want to make sure that there isn't one person that is listening to this that's not going to get a little enraged at what is going on here in Arizona. And it's going on in every state. So it's time for everybody to roll up those sleeves and start paying attention and find out what these nefarious elected elites are doing. So he also voted to increase taxes on our fuel, our health care, and a bunch of other items. And he, of course, is blocking critical election integrity legislation to require mail-in ballots to provide an ID. So just based on that, it makes sense why he's not doing anything to help the border and why he's not doing anything to resolve the election fraud issues. And, of course, as you mentioned, he refused to consider switching out the slate of electors, even if such fraud evidence of fraud existed. So it makes sense why what he votes against. There's obviously an agenda there, Jason, don't you agree?
Well, I mean, there's something there, but it's not the people's agenda, I'll tell you that. The problem with the recall legislation is that, you know, he wants to make it harder and basically it would essentially be impossible then because of the level they want to make it. Right now you only need 25% of the last election in signatures to get a recall. But they want to take that to 50%. So it's already essentially very difficult. I mean, there's only been, as far as I can tell, there's only been 18 state legislators recalled in the United States ever. Only one here in Arizona ever. He wants to make it now where it's going to be almost impossible. So it's already extremely difficult. If that passes, it's going to be, you know, your voice as a citizen has been completely removed.
And that's not what this country was built on, founded on. It's not what the Constitution's all about. It's consent of the governed. It doesn't have my consent. So it allows us, you know, to have these recalls amongst other ways, primarily it's just the recall, to remove people from office that aren't doing their job properly. And because as we've experienced, you know, on November 3rd through the 2 weeks of counting ballots and votes, our vote doesn't count anymore. It's not enough. So we have to use other measures because who knows if he actually really even won. He's in the House, so it's every 2 years. So he might have not even won, you know. He might not have won the primary. Who knows? I mean, well, let's put it this way. The cyber ninjas down at the Coliseum, the audit, they know once they are able to start digging in there. And there's other computer tech gurus that could figure that out. But, you know, one audit at a time. But as I'm saying is, Sam, you know, we have these mechanisms in place to remove people. And then just the fact that he wants to make it more difficult to remove him should make everybody outraged because that just means they want to stay there. It has nothing to do with helping people. It doesn't have nothing to do with representing we, the people, are doing what's best for Arizona. It's all about keeping their own power and keeping themselves situated. So that doesn't make that clear by just that one action. It's almost like I'm not sure. We got to shake a couple people, shake them up, and just let them say, "Hey, listen, if it was turned around and you were in his position, and you were thinking like a politician, that's what you would do. But if you were really there to represent and to do good, which you're supposed to be, whatever promises that rolled out of your mouth, you know, your lines of bull usually." You were trying to keep those promises that you were given during your election period when you were running, then you wouldn't be going for a bill like that, that type of legislation. I mean, it's so obvious. You got to take people for their actions and for what really comes out of their mouth when they're always trying to correct themselves. Cause I can only imagine some of the quotes that when somebody pushed them back on that integrity bill, or the recall bill, what his response was. And, sometimes you got to read through the lines. You can't really trust any of these politicians anyway. They're in it for themselves, and it's time to remove these people. They don't deserve the power, and they certainly don't. I mean, it's a little salary, but that's not why they're there. I mean, that's what we had Joe Fitz, Representative Joseph Chaplick, who's from my district, 23, and he is totally the opposite of that. Totally the opposite. I mean, he is a really good guy who's there for trying to make change in his community. I mean, he's a very successful entrepreneur. He doesn't necessarily $24,000 a year is nothing to him. He probably does that in less than a month at his business. And he says, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I saw so many problems and I needed to step in because at least I wasn't coming from a politician's side where I just, have a meeting to have a meeting, swirl my papers around on my desk. I actually, I can see problems. I could solve them. So pair the two night and day. So we've got to go. He's got to get out of Dodge. And it requires us literally to get off the couch, to put down the phone and go down to Time Out Sports Bar in Mesa. And then they have lists there. You can, they'll give you some guidance as what to do. Like I said, they have the Trump list. This is a Trump voter list. So you're going to be going to very friendly doors. You're not going to be going to doors that are going to slam them in front of you. They're probably going to say, thank you for coming. What took you so long?
Yeah. I mean, and I've got a few reasons here for the recall. And then I've got three step call to action for everybody. You're right. It is at Time Out Sports Bar every day. That's the base of operations. So during the week, Monday through Friday, it's 4 to 8 p.m. You can go down there. We'll get you plugged in with different volunteers, and you can go out and do signatures in the evenings when it's a little bit cooler as the sun starts to go down. And then on the weekends, it's all day, Saturday, Sunday, 8 to 8. So Time Out Sports Bar in Mesa off Greenfield Road for that. The next thing everybody should do is go to recallbowers.com and sign up. And then obviously if you live in LD25, sign the petition. Again, if you're still not convinced about recalling, if you've ever called down to the Capitol, if you've ever called your legislator, if you've ever sent emails about any issue that's important to you, I don't care what it is, education, masks, vaccines, election, Second Amendment, whatever it is, if you've ever tried to petition your legislator, you can call down there all day long, and that's okay. But, they don't really take us seriously, and the main reason for that is the rarity of recalls, okay? So just the simple fact that it never really happens doesn't really do anything good for us as the people. So they need to understand that we have the will and the ability to remove them. So getting this done is of utmost importance, which is why the Lindell team is all behind this, okay? And this is a big effort. Like I said, we have about 2 weeks to go. We need all hands on deck. Again, recallbowers.com, sign up. You can get plugged in there. Urge everybody to, like you said, get off the couch. I mean, the time for eating potato chips is over. All right. If you're complaining about your country and the state of affairs in this country today, and you're worried about the future for your kids, time to put down the potato chips. It's time to get to work.
And as you could see in other states, like look what happened in California with the Gavin Nazi Newsom. They worked hard at it. They got people literally off the couch. They all pitched together and they got enough signatures to get him recalled. So it is possible. I mean, they got millions. We only needed, I think the total amount we needed was 30,000 is the total. And you guys are getting pretty close to that amount, but we need a last minute surge here with the next week and a half push in order to do this. Because as you mentioned, and this is just, you know, again, everybody, common sense caps should still be on from when you started the show. You really should never take them off. But, you know, let's just say common sense says if we let these corrupt politicians, this elected elite get away with the things that they've done, him just in the past year, that's not including his many, many years that he's been in the House, they're just going to continue to do it because there's no recourse. It's just like the crime rates in all these cities. You're like, oh my God, the crime rates are out of control. Portland's up like something crazy. Like, I don't know, it's 800% or 4,000% or something crazy. And all the major cities, major liberal cities, they're off the charts. Why? Because a lot of them took away, you know, there's no bail reform. And in California, in San Francisco, that's the reason why the Walgreens are closing 17 locations is because there's no penalty for shoplifting. So people are in there, just go in, loot the store and leave. So of course the business says, I got to shut down. I can't, you guys aren't reinforcing the law. So if there's no consequences for somebody's actions, then they'll just keep doing harm to you, me, the people, the state, the country, because they know that they can get away with it because we've allowed them to. Well, no mo. And if we don't do this here in Arizona and we don't pull this one off, it's going to send a message across the country in not in a good way, saying, see, we the people, you guys are all, you're all going to meetings, you're telling all the people to go to city council meetings, to your board meetings, and then your video goes viral. So that's what these elected elites are saying. And then, you know, you guys are all talk, but look what happened. You tried to do a recall and it didn't work. So this needs to be a win for all the people in the country to show a politician that yes, you can be removed. You will be removed if you do not follow what is in the best interest of we, the people. Keep in mind, there's only 50 House of Representatives in the whole country. He's one of 50. It's like the shot, you know, what is it, the shot that was heard around the world? That's what this would be, because we haven't made them accountable for years. And now this is our chance to send a message, because we can't keep living under this tyranny, these tyrannical rules of complete absolute power. Right, Jason?
That's exactly right. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, California, in some respects, a lot easier to get, you know, when you have, you know, what do they have, 35, 40 million people in California or something like that? I mean, so when you have millions and millions of people, it's a lot easier to mobilize against a really tyrannical governor like that. The stuff they do here in Arizona is a lot more, they kind of do it like a lot more under the radar, you know, than old Gavin. Gavin just broadcasts it, you know, and he's out in public.
He goes on TV.
You know, violating, right. he's out in public violating his own rules, and, you know, he's all doing that. Well here they kind of do it subversively. So it's a little bit harder to catch them. You have to really pay attention, you know, to what's going on, and you can't really listen to what they say. I mean, you have to watch what they do, because they say one thing and they do another. So this is the problem here in Arizona. But come on, Arizona, you're not going to let Californians outdo you, are you? Like, let's get out here and get this thing done.
Yeah, it's not that difficult. We don't need a ton of signatures. Well, you know, you're in the thousands still, but that's totally feasible. That's possible. you know, if everybody that's listening is going to tell their friends, and each friend goes down there, you don't have to live in the district in order to gather signatures on the petition to be a circulator. So you don't
have
to do that. And all the information is on the website, recallbowers.com. So and if you've got questions, they've got teams down there that will answer the questions. They've got the volunteer leads. So then you can get everything answered for you. So there'll be no questions, right? And you can get a script. They'll give you everything. They'll just set you up. It is like a turnkey operation. But we need the manpower. We need the woman power. We need the buy power. We need the fuse power. It doesn't matter who you are. Literally, you need to participate, because as I said, it's going to send a message. It gets rid of a really bad hombre, but it also sends a message for the rest of the politicians, because he's not the worst one that's in there. He just is the leader of the House, the Speaker of the House, who makes the decisions on which bills go through in order to get to the point where they're going to be signed into law. There's other bad hombres on there. You can see who's actually not voted for certain bills over the past six or seven months when we all started to really pay attention. So, This is also a warning shot for them, because they all have to be up for re-election every 2 years. Well, they're already starting a campaign. Right? So they're going to see, so they got rid of him. I'm next. Or when they're at an event and they're giving a speech, and a couple people pressure them with real questions, and they say, well, you know what? Look what happened to Rusty. So we're going to get a primary candidate and get you out because you're bad. Now they know the power of the people, because the people got together. The people had their voices heard. They took the initiative. They took action in order to do some. So once they see that there can be replaced or removed, they might think twice about following what should be done to better everybody.
Well,
but they're not scared.
Well,
they're not scared because they're insulated. That's the problem.
Exactly right.
They're
that's
honorary.
Exactly right. And that's exactly right. And when you, just like when you own a business or you manage a company or something, I mean, what do you do with employees that repeatedly don't do what they're told? I mean, eventually you get rid of them, right? All of these people need to be gotten rid of, and now is the time to do it.
Yeah, this is a critical recall, more so than any of the other ones that were trying to be done here in Arizona, because the amount that's needed for signatures is something that's achievable, and it's like you said, it's going to send a huge message to politicians all over the country. Especially here in Arizona, considering they're up for re-election in less than a year and a half, which we're at the halfway point of this year. Look how fast that flew by. So it's time that we really do something. I encourage all of the groups that are out there that are listening, or anybody that's a part of a group, is to encourage the group leader to get on board too, and to rally up the troops there, and also to drag along a friend, even if it's just this weekend, and go down to the Timeout Sports Bar and Grill. And everyone just got 10 signatures, which, like I'm telling you, because you have the Trump list, you're going to go to friendly houses. This is achievable. This is achievable. Arizonans need to step up. This is your civic duty, people. It's recallbowers.com, recallbowers.com. And do not listen to the noise that is telling you this is a bad idea, because what if a Democrat gets in? The process doesn't even work like that. He can either step down voluntarily 5 days after the recall. The other option is Doug Ducey can appoint somebody. But the beauty is, I believe, and correct me, Jason, on this, because I've heard conflicting things, but what I believe is if he appoints somebody, they will be at a freshman level. So then the House will determine a new House Speaker, which is key. So you'll get a Republican, or even if you get a rhino that's in there, you get another rhino, but at least that rhino won't be in a position of power where they're getting to determine which bills go to the desk. Is that correct, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. And again, like, I don't really know in the seat now. So if another rhino goes in, you're in the same spot. If a Democrat goes in, you're essentially at the same spot. I mean, what you have down there at the Arizona State Legislature is the uniparty system. I mean,
right.
You know, there's the Republicans are really no different than any of the Democrats. They're there to make somewhat of an argument against it, but they don't really, you can see it for yourself. I mean, they don't really fight. There's a few of them down there that do, but most of them don't. And these are the rhinos that need to all be, you know, removed. They all need to be replaced. So, I don't really see the difference. I mean, it can't really be any worse than it is. But like you said, it doesn't really matter if someone gets appointed. It's only until the next election, and then they would not be the speaker. So that would be elected firehouse body. So.
Yeah, it gets him out of a very high leadership position. So that way he's not in charge of making decisions because he makes poor decisions. And you don't want somebody in charge who makes poor decisions. And if you need some inspiration, right, let's just say, well, I can't fight City Hall. Well, yeah, you can. You can when we have numbers and everybody joins together. Because I mentioned in the breaking news section in the beginning of the show, they just did it in Legislative District 15. The officers, they all resigned together last week because they got pressure from all of these awesome Americans that are signing up as precinct committee man, and they didn't like the new people coming in there because they were America first and loved the country and go Arizona, and they're standing for all the things that most people in this state or this country stand for. And the five elected elite officers didn't like it. They don't like the change. They like the way it's been, that established rule, that unity party system. So they just decided to all quit. So it is possible. And it doesn't take much. So this is your opportunity to shine, people. It is achievable.
Yeah,
after
I mean,
another state.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And I'll leave you with one final thought. Whatever your issue is, whatever you're passionate about, if you want your phone calls and emails to your elected officials to matter, then get on down to timeout and help us with this recall. Because whatever your issue is, they're going to bring that to your door. I mean, if it's not already there, they're coming to you with whatever is important to you. It'll be at your house too if it's not there already, I promise you. So get down to timeout. Help us in this last final push. We are very close. Michelle, thank you for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. Do you want to talk about your podcast real quick? I mean, yeah, I'd love for you to plug it. I mean, it's all about liberty.
Yeah, for sure. Don'tTreadOnLiberty.com. It's the Don't Tread on Liberty podcast. Any podcast platform, all of them. And then Gab TV as well. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And do you have any upcoming guests or any great guests that you've had on the past that you want to share some stories?
Sure. I mean, I've had, you mentioned Dr. Pam Popper earlier. I've had her twice. I've had Jenny Jackson from Arizona Stands United as well. I've had former Graham County Sheriff Richard Mack, who runs the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. I've had the current Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb. I've had LD16 Representative John Fillmore and a whole bunch of other people too. I mean, that's pretty... I do pretty well. I have some pretty cool people on the show. Former Arizona Senate candidate Daniel McCarthy. So yeah, go check it out. There's a pretty good library there of shows, and I've got more coming every week. So
awesome. And I'm going to add your podcast to our must listen to page. So if you can't remember, all you got to do is go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the take action tab. You'll see the page for the must listen to's and Jason's podcast. Don't Tread on Liberty will be there. You'll see the graphics. And then you go, oh, I'll just click on this and I get right to it. Now, of course, you want to subscribe to the show too. But that way you can easily find it in case you forget. I'm just trying to make it easy, just trying to get it easy to get you the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. Jason, thank you so much for coming on. You're not a big social media person because you have a voice platform, unless there's something that you want to plug on social media for people to follow.
I am on Gab TV, Don't Tread on Liberty, and we're on MeWe as well at Don't Tread on Liberty.
All righty. So that way you can follow Jason again, or just go to go to his website directly and sign up for the podcast and start paying attention, start getting involved, start taking action. Because when we do this together, it's amazing what can happen. Thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate you calling in early. I appreciate your time today. I appreciate your passion to rally the troops so we can do this. We can get rid of this rogue
rhino. Thank you for spreading the word, and thank you for having me on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Have a great day, and I'll probably see you down there on Thursday. Thanks for everything that you're doing. Thanks for everything that you're doing. All righty. It is 2:05. I'm going to wrap it up today. We're wrapping it up early. I'm going to get Attorney Thomas Renz, America's attorney, rescheduled for either Wednesday or Friday if he's available. I do need to give you a business point. We need a little business tip, and this is actually a great one. I'm working on all kinds of different promotion for myself, for clients, for other people, and this is one that most people don't think that they can do themselves. So let's do a little business tidbit.
Let's get down to business.
No, that was short. I was doing these sound bites today, and some of them I thought were longer and some that were too long that were shorter. So we will clean those up. I was trying to do a dry run today. As you could tell, we're a little frazzled. My timing is off, and it really, this show, because of the guests, the 7 minutes and the segments in between, I can't be longer than that. But sometimes, like I said, it does happen. But anyway, this is what I want to share with you. You know, we were talking about different ways to get promotion, because it's all about branding and marketing and promotion, and you need to be found, and of course at the same time you're building your credibility. So press releases, right? They're good for raising visibility, SEO, and future searchability on Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo search engines, right? So the VP of EIN PressWire, which is a press release distribution service, they're one of our partners over in the marketplace. And I had a conversation with him real quick, and he said, Michelle, you just need to think of a press release as an extended tweet or a Facebook post. So it's another way. Remember? Oh, yeah. I think somebody started using press releases as a form of communication when they got kicked off of social media. Yeah, that would be President Donald Trump, our real president. So he started to use press releases and sent those out, and he actually got much more exposure, because as soon as that came out, when he would send out his press release, everybody would jump on it. I mean, obviously, most people aren't going to get the traction like that, but the concept's the same. The concept is the same. Press releases, right? They're inexpensive. You can actually just get a general template, right? So bulk of the release will be the same, and then you customize the title and the initial paragraph, and you could send these out on a regular basis about your business, about an announcement, about something, or especially if you have a show, you should be promoting the different guests that are on your show or topics. And EIN PressWire is great. I've used them for years. They're a partner on our marketplace. The good thing about their website, they actually have great free media resources. So you can go on there and look all over the country, even the world, for all the different publications that you can reach out directly to and get your promotion in place. They do a distribution of the press release, but you can also contact these sources on your own, and they're for blogs, they're for other websites, they're for traditional newspapers, magazines, you name it. It is amazing the free resources that are there, so you can get your message out there, you know, build some relationships. We were talking about relationships earlier. Build some relationships with the people that are the editors or the people that are writing the articles to get one about yourself. But once you have that press release, your level of credibility goes up, even though it's just written, right? But it makes a big difference. Plus, then you can put that in your marketing materials. You can share that online. There's an incredible system that they have in place where it can automatically go to like Facebook and Twitter, and then you have the link, and it comes, you can put it into also as a PDF, but everything is, all the links that are in it are live. So it's really an impressive setup, and it's not expensive. They have different packages, and if you do get a package for any of the press releases, and you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and you click the Marketplace tab and you buy that through there, then 10% of your purchase will be donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So there. So you're promoting yourself. You're getting new business, and you're helping out some nonprofit organizations. How awesome. How awesome is that? But I would encourage you to go check out their free resources. So just go to the Marketplace, scroll on the page, you'll see EIN Presswire, or they're under the Business tab on that Marketplace tab because it's a business type of product or service. And go to their website, check out the free resources page and start using that to get yourself out there. You got to get your message out there. People got to know who you are. You got to share your story, right? The messages that matter from the people you need to know about. You are one of those people. I'm going to play our promos for a purpose commercial and my little pitch about it. And then we're wrapping up the show. It's time to make some more magic so we can get ready for Wednesday and Friday. Some more exciting stuff. And then, of course, all these awesome guests that I'm going to have for the rest of the month. So here is a little bit of information about our Everything Done For You personalized branding and marketing experience, business partnerships, purpose-driven businesses. This is the way to go. This is what everybody needs.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. Yeah, so you can check out Promos for a Purpose. I've added that tab to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click that. Watch the video, read about it, and of course, if you've got questions, you want to talk further, give me a call, shoot me an email. All that information is on the page. Now, I thought this was interesting, the timing of this. While I've been here, I just saw an email come through from the Epoch Times, and it says, former Clinton advisor, Naomi Wolf, banned from Twitter over COVID-19 vaccine claims. Didn't we just play the soundbite with Dr. Shiva and his case with Twitter, and you learned about the inside playbook? You know, Naomi Wolf is a doctor, so they should have actually put that she's a doctor. And then she's a huge progressive liberal Democrat, right? Huge. But then when she's been paying attention to what has been going on for like 10 years, and she's been talking about the Great Reset and the one world government. And she's been, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on things. Well, then when she saw all of these different milestones being accomplished with the political propaganda pandemic of the coronavirus con go into place, and she's written many books on it, she says, you know, we're just a couple steps away here from like Marxism, communism, because we're almost there. We've hit all the boxes. And I've been paying attention to her since the fall. And she said there was one or two left. And then I would say about 4 months ago, she said we just crossed that point because she is talking about the vaccine passports. And she is, believe it or not, has unified with Steve Bannon. It was funny. There was an episode that I watched. What is it, 214? Don't worry. I'm wrapping it up, guys. I'm wrapping it up. This is kind of, this is important though. So then she was on an episode with Steve Bannon and she says, you know, Steve, I used to hate you. Steve's conservative. She says, I really did. I hated you. I just, you know, I'd see your name or see your video or see something and it would make my skin crawl. And she's being interviewed by him. And he's like, well, you know, my feelings were similar, but not as extreme. She said, but, you know, because of what's going on is much bigger than our disagreements on our political views, because of what is the end goal of what the, let's just call it the regime, the elected elites regime, because as Jason said, there's a unity party and it's all over. It's not just here in Arizona. It's every state. It's federal. Why do you think the Republicans didn't push back or stand up about the election fraud when we knew it was clear? Why didn't they do anything during the COVID time period when the election laws were illegally changed in an unconstitutional way? I mean, I can go on and on and on. Excuse me. I can go on and on and on. And of course, you can go to the page on our Take Action tab about election fraud facts. There's some great resources, information, and other websites to visit on there. So we don't need to rehash that. We talk about it a lot. So I think there was a pushback, unity party, right? So she even said, back to Dr. Naomi Wolf, she said, you know, what is going to happen once this vaccine passport is put into play? We won't have the opportunity to have disputes about your political values and your policies and mine. We'll be past that point because it is the implementation of the social credit system they have in China. So she's been talking about it. And then a couple months ago, she said, we've stepped over that, we've crossed that milestone. And of course, it's in New York, they have one. I think there's another state. Chicago was talking about it, and of course they're trying to disguise it. So now they just banned her on Twitter over her COVID-19 vaccine claims. And of course, if you want to talk about claims, there's nothing to claim. This is all factual information. You're talking Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You're talking Dr. Lee Merritt. You're talking Dr. Christiane Northrup, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Pam Popper. These are the leaders. These are the ones that are, you know, being censored, because they're telling the truth. And again, we've mentioned this before. We can't make it more clear. And I know that most people that are listening see it. It's like, it's literally, it's so obvious at this point. I mean, when they're giving you, they're promoting this every single place that you can imagine to get these vaccines and how great they are and to get the passport. The celebrities are on board. All the companies are on board. The churches are on board because they're getting money, right? They're getting money. Like I mentioned in the intro, when Dr. Fauci and Jilly were out there in Harlem, you know, plugging their wares, schlepping their crap, and they're giving away free French fries, and they're giving away free Uber rides, and they're giving away cars, and you're entering a contest. And this, I think one state's even giving away like a free house or something insane, free rent. They're giving away all kinds of goodies to get you to take this, because if it was actually something that was good for you or what you needed, you wouldn't have to bribe people. Come on. Common sense caps, remember? You guys got this. You got this. So I encourage you to stay strong for the insanity people that are still on that wagon, on that train. Say a prayer for the people that have gotten it, the vaccine, because as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny had mentioned, and I mentioned it on the show on Friday, according to SAGE, which is one of the top rated and accredited medical organizations in the UK, people that have gotten the second dose of this non-vaccination, remember, it's not a vaccination, but we'll just call it the non-vaccination. It's mRNA technology, and it's experimental. She said at the end of the ones in the fall, when the third wave comes, you'll have 60 to 70% of those people. They will either be hospitalized or die. And why, you ask? Why? Because it attacks your immune system. It also causes blood clotting, and it causes a whole nother layer is infertility in women and men. And it's already happening. It's already, and it's happening in the thousands, tens of thousands, and in hundreds of thousands as far as the adverse reactions. So we talk about the VAERS reporting system, which is the CDC's tracking system where people voluntarily submit their issues. And only about 1% is actually either captured or published. And they are almost at 5,000 deaths from the non-vaccine and the adverse reactions, which means something bad happened to you. Those, and some of them it's like paralysis. Some of it is like heart attacks. I mean, it's really bad stuff. It's not like I had an itch. The last number I saw, they were approaching 200,000. And as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Michael Yeadon, I'm going to do that soundbite for you guys on Wednesday. He was the VP over at Pfizer. He's been on shows trying to get the word out. And he said, normally, you know, in the vaccine world, what real vaccines, not this fake vaccine. Don't forget, this is experimental. This is a whole new game or a whole new ball game that they're trying to tell you. It's, oh, awesome. No, it's not. It's actually every time that they came up with a vaccine for the coronavirus too. Remember the ferrets, as Dr. Simone Gove was telling on most of the videos that she does, the ferrets all died. They never made it past the animal trials. So they, Michael Yeadon, Dr. Michael Yeadon, he said whenever there were normally, whenever there are 50 people that die from a vaccine, we pull it off the market. And they have 4,000, and that's only 1% that's being reported. And then keep in mind, if somebody has a heart attack, they're going to just call it a heart attack, which is opposite of what they were doing with the coronavirus. When if you did have a heart attack and you died with COVID, not from COVID, then they would call it you died from COVID. Because, of course, remember, they needed to get those numbers up. They needed to create fear. With all these artificial numbers, we've gone over all those numbers before. I think I'm going to do a little segment, I'll pre-record it to try to tighten it up and make it quick so you can get the comparison for the numbers. Maybe that will shed some light. That'll shed some light and make this even more obvious on, you know, this ridiculous scam. But anyway, back to my point is she's been talking the truth about the vaccine and the vaccine passports, and all that information is coming out in a more, I would say, more of a mainstream media. But we've been talking about this since the summer when I had Dr. Jane Orient, the executive director of AAPS, Arizona, the American Association of Physicians. And then, of course, Clay Clark came on episode 126. She was episode 120. And then, of course, Clay Clark came on. We started talking about coronavirus and gain of function and Dr. Fauci. Well, he's not a doctor, in my opinion. He's just Anthony Fauci. And then, of course, Bill Gates gave some information and facts. And that was in September, episode 126. That's a great show. So we've been talking about it for a year. It's been a year. And it's finally starting to seep in with people. That's all right. But again, as a good reminder to get the facts, if you want some facts from good publications, alternative media, which is actually telling the truth, guess where you're going to find it? You're going to find it on the Take Action tab. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab. And then, of course, you will see Patriotic Media. So check out the Patriotic Media. You can buzz through the headlines, 15, 20 minutes. And you're going to get the truth. You're going to get information that you're not going to see on that junk on the television, or that junk that's being falsely propagandized and pushed out there on all the social media platforms. You know, those fake fact checkers that aren't fact checkers, or they're hiding, they're shadow banning the information. So you got to go to these alternative sources like Trending Politics and the National Pulse and Revolver, Populist Press, Epoch Times, Right Side Broadcasting, The War Room. It's all there on that page. So start using that as a resource. You don't have to keep track of all of them. You get to see the graphic. Click on that. It takes you directly to those websites. So I encourage you to start using our platform as a resource for everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Because all the information is there. You don't have to bookmark things. You don't have to keep track of all the pages. You don't have to write stuff down when it comes to, God, where I can't find that. Where did I write that? And everybody's trusted, right? Any group, any organization, any company, any resource, I've vetted them out. And or I have a personal relationship that I built with somebody in a leadership position at the organization or the actual person. So you can trust them. And they're going to give you good quality content. They're going to tell you the truth. And especially like our partners, we've built some incredible relationships with these guys over the past 7 months. And I think that once you start getting to know them and hear what they have to say, you're going to be very impressed, very impressed. So again, Take Action TM. You can go to the Purpose Driven Partners Live. You can go to the episodes page. And then the great thing about it is, what time? 2:25. Yeah, I'm wrapping it up. The good thing is when you see the big graphic with all the people, it'll have the topic of the show. It'll have obviously the episode number. And then this is on the website. And then it'll have the person's name and it'll have their company or a little brief couple of words about what they do. And if you click on it, it'll be in blue. It'll take you directly to their website. So that way you literally don't even have to pick your finger up. You just kind of push it down on the mouse. And you have to barely move your hand. So I'm, like I said, I'm making it so convenient that you can really do this. You can do it from bed. You don't have to. I want to take away all the obstacles. I want to take away all the barriers for entry in order for you literally to make a huge difference in everything about your life. So I encourage everybody to go check out the website, share it with your family and friends. And of course, all these live shows automatically convert to podcasts. So we're on 16 different podcast players, and all of those are listed on our homepage. The links to follow us on social media are also there too. You'll see a big graphic says links. If you get a chance, you could rate and review us. That'd be awesome because we're being censored on Apple Podcasts. They don't like my message. So, yeah, that's it. We're going to wrap it up Wednesday. 5 more guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways. My special guests, unless we get Thomas Renz back on, then my special guests are going to, gosh, who my special guests are. My special guests are Josh Berglund, who was on the other day. We had to cut him short, and he's going to come back on the soapbox. And then my other special guest is Orsica Julia. We're going to talk about domestic abuse issues. Pretty intense topic because her segment was short the other day on Friday on episode 219. Wanted to make sure we gave her a chance to talk unless I can get Thomas Renz, depending on his busy schedule. But I will see if you follow us on social media, then you would know who it's going to be because I will promote that tomorrow. Or if you go to everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. For those of you that are catching us on the rebroadcast or the podcast download, that's a live link that takes you over to Blog Talk Radio, which is the platform we use to go live. And you'll see the upcoming show once I pop it in there sometime today, worst case scenario, tomorrow. So anyway, that's a great way to get up to date on what shows are coming up. And of course, guess what? On the Take Action tab, you'll see this month and upcoming shows. There's a page for that. So if you click on that, you will see what is coming. And I'm trying to get in as much in advance as I can to give everybody notification. It's just, yeah, like I said, it's a time thing. I'm a one-man operation. One whatever at this point. It just doesn't matter. Really, does it matter? Does it really matter what you call yourself? Labels. Remember, we talked about labels being a bad thing with Melissa Hooray, the executive director with the Lindell Recovery Network. It was episode 217. Was it 217? Yeah, 217. That was a great episode. I encourage you to check that one out too. Labels. Labels, bad thing. Don't label yourself as something unless it's like totally awesome, because then that label gets stuck in your head. And then you refer to that as something maybe from what you were in the past. And that does not help, does not get you on the track that we were talking about earlier with Craig Siegel, right? Your mindset. Your mindset. So, all right. I'm wrapping it up. I got a ton and ton of stuff to do. So it is time to restore your faith. To renew your faith. Right? Like what we were talking about, Pastor Greg Young. Time to renew your faith. Restore our republic. Oh, making a mess of this. Rebuild our economy. Reopen America 100%. Remember that once you commit, everything changes. I just keep saying, don't be a mask hole. Still seeing people in their cars by themselves wearing it or just walking around wearing it. Because, you know, I'm going to just give you a reminder. We want to give you the facts here. Give you the facts. According to Dr. Zev Zelenko, who came up with the revolutionary protocol in order to be preventative. And then, of course, if you did get the coronavirus back when this was the hot spot, right, when things were out of control back in the spring of last year, he said if they would have used his protocol, his therapeutic protocol, 85 to 90% of the people would not have died. So according to him, and this is everybody else, they all say the same things, all the good doctors, the ones that are telling the truth, masks block microns that are 0.40 or larger. COVID, most other particles, are 0.10. It goes right on through. Does not protect you. And, of course, the whole thing about asymptomatic is a lie. That's been debunked. Can't even use that word because it's a stupid word because it doesn't really – if it says it's been debunked, I mean it's actually a fact. So it's not a debunked thing. It actually is fact. There's no asymptomatic spread. It's not real. Because one of the doctors, and we're going to get him on the show, said that if you did have this, you would have inflammation and you would know it. It would be in your lungs. It would be in your breathing. You would have it. You would have symptoms. You would have symptoms. The whole asymptomatic thing was a lie. Once again, create the fear to make more people think that they had it, that it was so deadly of a disease that could live on your shoe for 6 months, on boxes, on surfaces. We had to shut the country down, but you needed the test to tell you had it. I don't know how we fell for that. I didn't. I questioned it. Thought it was crazy. But who am I? Who am I? Oh, I just need everybody to put those common sense caps on. Hopefully you have it on still. And if you can leave it on all day, that'd be awesome. You want to sleep in it, even better. And remember that courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Censorship, cancel culture is stupid, woke. Nonsense is a joke, and those who stand for nothing fall for everything. I am wrapping it up. It's 2:30. I appreciate everybody's patience today with a little bit of technical difficulties and the timing being off. And, you know, it's a live show when you're juggling seven people. These things happen. This is the beauty of going live. I'm cool with it. So bear with me when these things happen. Just trying to make sure there's no dead air ever. No dead air. A special thank you to all of our partners, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, their information, their episodes, and their websites. Don't forget their shows. They're all listed at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab, the Purpose Driven Partners tab. And remember to get involved with this Rusty Recall Bowers. You can go to the Take Action tab and you'll see Arizona Recalls. You can click on that. I put a graphic on the homepage with a Rusty's nasty-ass photo. So it's there. You click that or you can go to recallbowers.com. All hands on deck, everybody. Help with volunteering. You can go down this week and get signatures. Or this weekend, they're going to have a big party down there in order to get the push over the finish line to get rid of a very bad man, a very bad hombre, and set the precedent. Send the message to all these elected, corrupted elites. The game is over. No mas. We're not tolerating it anymore. We are taking back our country. We're taking back our communities. But it requires us to participate, requires us to get involved, to engage. We don't engage, it's going to be the same as it's always been, and that's bad. If you don't believe me, look outside. Look what's going on. That's because we didn't remain engaged, or maybe we never really did. So I encourage you, it is time now, it is time. And you want to look at some groups to get engaged with, go to that Take Action tab. Go to patriotic groups must follow. That's the patriotic must follows. Must follow. You will see a whole listing. I gave them early on the show. All right. I would love for everyone to tune in Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Another great show. And a surprise Well, who will be sitting in shotgun? Is it the two that I mentioned, or is it Mr. Thomas Renz? We will find out. He might be on Friday. I'm not sure. I will find out here shortly. And thanks again for everybody's patience. I appreciate it. Please share this show, share this platform with everybody you know. Follow us on social media and everything you'll need to click. Just go to the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. For those of you still sticking around, I think you're awake. I hope you're energized. I hope you're motivated. You can do this. You can do it. Don't forget, it's Join Together June. It's Join Together June. We got to do it. We got to do it for ourselves, for our businesses, for our community, for everything. Yeah, it's time to get engaged. Time to get engaged. And that's with you, even your own business, right? Why we're going to do a little branding. We're going to do a little branding shift. You're going to follow Debbie Saviani over Women's Leadership Live there on LinkedIn. You're going to get some incredible tips. So yeah, people want to be contacted. So when I say engage, yes, we want to get engaged with the community, but you need to engage with people. Engage with people again. And it's totally safe. It never was not safe. It was never not safe. Part of the big political propaganda pandemic. Shut down your businesses to keep you home, to keep you away from others, to actually exchange communication. I hope you see it. I hope you see that this is the most brilliant plan in a negative way that was ever pulled off on the American people, pulled off on the world. Yeah, the architects who did it, brilliant, but in an evil way. This is evil versus good. Evil versus good. These people are evil to cause that much destruction, to cause that much devastation, unnecessary. And the lie, and to get everybody in on it. Oh my God, it's mind-blowing. Prison is not enough. Life in prison is not enough for what they've done, because the consequences and the long-term collateral damage for people, oh, is just mind-blowing. Financially, emotionally, spiritually, well, spiritually, hopefully that they come back around. But it's devastating. A lot of people died. A lot of people are back in, addicts again, rehab, killed themselves, destroyed families, destroyed lives, all for an agenda. And of course, all the bigs flourished, making tens and hundreds of billions of dollars in profit for all these big online companies, these big box retail stores, and we, the American people, we, the world, suffered, still suffering under the tyrannical reign of the Biden Nazi regime and all his little cohorts all over the state, all over the states and all over the cities. We got one right here in our backyard. We got a couple. We got more than one, but Doug Ducey, time to step up to the plate. Stop these hotels. Stop the illegal aliens coming into the hotels immediately. It's in Scottsdale. It's literally 10 minutes from my house. I think there's four. I'm going to find out today. There's four or five throughout the state. How many are in your state? People? You better go find out. You gotta go find out. I bet you this right next to a school. Betcha. Yeah. You might want to go check that out and, do something about it. You've got to. It's really bad. This is really, really bad. So anyway, I want to leave it on a good note. Again, for those of you who are still hanging in there, hope you're awake, motivated. I need you to take action on what we shared today. A lot of content, a lot of me rambling because I was doing some filler stuff. We'll get back on track on Wednesday, promise. Go make it a great day because you deserve it. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Little God Bless the USA. Love this song.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her.
listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.